Blog Talk Radio. a piece of brass walking down the road. Tell me how long you gonna stay here, Joe. Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Venture Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Whoa, 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 whoa. 'Cause a free wind is blowing through your hair, and the days around your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air, in the air. Wishing on a falling star, waiting for the early train. Sorry boy, but I've been hit by purple rain. Oh, come on Joe, you can always change your name. Thanks a lot, son, just the same. Venture a highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Whoa, 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 whoa. 'Cause a free wind is blowing through your hair, and the days around your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air, in the air.
One night I was writing with a friend of mine. We'd been writing a lot of songs. We stayed up till about 3 in the morning. I fell asleep on the floor. I had a dream, and the dream became this song that I wrote down on a legal pad. He came in and added some chords to it. Turned out to be about a magic horse. Thank you.
She comes down from Yellow Mountain on a dark flatland she rides, on a pony she named Wildfire, a whirlwind by her side, on a cold Nebraska. They say she died one winter when there came a killing frost, and the pony she named Wildfire busted down and stalled in a blizzard he was lost. By the dark of the moon, but there came an early snow. Then I hoot out, howling outside my windy mouth. 6 nights in a row, she's coming for me, I know, and on Wildfire. We're both gonna go. We'll be riding wildfire, riding wildfire, riding wildfire. On wildfire, we're gonna ride, gonna leave. Get the heart down, right on.
Thank you once again, David Hoffner on keyboard.
You
don't even know you're mine. And you could have a change of heart. Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself. Ricky, don't lose that number. It's the only one you want. You might use it if you feel better. When you get home, Ricky, don't lose that number.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
Soft and gentle tonight on this Friday night. Welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. Is my audio doing good? Right? Pick it up. Ow! No wonder my game's down. Oh, right. My bad. Hey, welcome to the show, you crazy motherfuckers. Oh, my God. All them songs are playing put me to fucking sleep, so I got to wake it up. So let's do this one. And, you know, we'll see what the fuck happens. Okay? So hang tight. Thank you. Bringing you all them 80s rock still tunes, man. Hey, that's the way we do it here on this show. Let's bring back some old nostalgia music to real world we used to live in. Real world we used to live in. Days of yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Wasn't that the gospel fucking truth? So, well, I don't know why it's restarting, but it's the one too. So, we're going to stop that. Anyway, it happens. It just happens. Anyway, let's throw some shit up and go with the clip game before we kick over the phone line. So here we go with the fucking crazy news. Let's listen to some Tucker Carlson. Let's see what the fuck he has to say about the bullshit. Let's rock.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson tonight. Happy Friday. It has been a long week in the news business. All sorts of things you thought could never happen did in fact happen, and then vice versa. A whole lot of predictions failed to materialize. The big theme of the week, as usual, was lying. There was an extraordinary amount of lying. At this point, the people in charge seem like they tell the truth only by accident. Occasionally, somebody in power will say something true and is swiftly punished for it. Can't have that. It's infuriating to watch. But also, if you look at it right, very amusing. These are not sophisticated deceptions. This is not Dwight Eisenhower stealthily planning D-Day. This is your five-year-old ambling in with frosting on his face to tell you he never touched a birthday cake. Should that make you mad? Of course it should make you mad. But if you're human, you will also laugh at it. Cake? What cake? It's hilarious. The kid has no idea how ridiculous he is. So with that spirit in mind, we're going to devote the next hour to a special presentation on lying in American politics. So we're going to do our best to stay amused because that's much better than being angry. And we're going to start with what could be the funniest lie of the year. Vladimir Putin blew up Russia's natural gas pipeline to Europe. Now, why would Putin do something like that? Well, they told us because he's evil. Putin is so evil that he murdered his own country's economy purely for the dark thrill of doing it. That's evil. It takes a bad man to declare war against himself. Next, Putin will be invading Moscow. So that was their story, the story the Biden administration told us. And then every single news organization in the country, with no exceptions at all, backed up the lie. Of course Putin did it. They lectured us. Don't ask questions or you're a Russian agent. There was for a moment a perfectly united front of falsehood on the question of what happened to Nord Stream. But it wasn't enough. The story was too absurd to stand, even by the standards of 2023. Anyone who thought about it for even a moment realized that, of course, Vladimir Putin didn't blow up his own pipeline. Why would he do that? The Biden administration blew up Vladimir Putin's pipeline, of course. Joe Biden himself had promised on camera that he would do it, and then Biden officials publicly celebrated after it happened. So every rational person knew the truth. So after a few months, the people who lie for a living decided to make up a news story. Unfortunately, this one was even dumber and less believable. Okay, they conceded. Putin didn't do it. That was wrong. We'll admit it. It was not Putin who blew up the pipeline. It was the Ukrainians. But not the Ukrainians you're familiar with, the ones who are getting billions of American tax dollars every month. No, no, no. Not our Ukrainian friends. They would never do that. It was Ukrainians we've never met. It was rogue Ukrainians acting against Russia, but with no connection to the Biden administration whatsoever. These are good people fighting for a noble cause, but doing it entirely on their own without our assistance or knowledge. That's what the New York Times told us actually happened. And then everybody swallowed it. Watch CNN.
In a separate but parallel story, we've been learning more, Kate, about the Nord Stream attack. You remember the Nord Stream pipeline back in September saw an explosion, a sabotage effort. It is the subject of an ongoing investigation by German authorities. According to your Times report, they say that they believe that, according to sources, it may have been perpetrated by a group aligned with the aims of Kyiv, but not actually backed by Kyiv, not run by Kyiv, an independent group acting on its behalf and in its name.
Totally independent. Now imagine if you found yourself repeating something that ridiculous on television. Here you have an explosion, a three-part explosion that was part of a deep-sea operation in the Baltic Sea, 300 feet underwater, that happened at exactly the moment that NATO war games were going on in the area. So you would think that there was probably some involvement from a military somewhere. But no, says the lady on the TV, repeating the New York Times, it was a shadowy, unnamed group of totally independent Ukrainians who happen to live in a country that the Biden administration runs and whose pensions are being paid for by you. Right, totally independent. Does anyone really believe that? Does a single human being, including the hair hats repeating it, actually believe that? No. And that's the thing about so many of these lies. You don't believe them, but you're not special. Nobody believes them, even the people repeating them. And nowhere is that more true than on the question of the climate emergency. Here's the climate emergency.
That's what climate change is about. It is literally, not figuratively, a clear and present danger. The latest climate report, nothing less than, quote, code red for humanity. Let me say it again, code red for humanity.
Okay, so you can buy that or not, and by the way, a lot of good people, some smart people, people of good faith do believe that, and that's okay. But do the people telling you that believe it? Does Joe Biden actually think that climate change is code red for humanity? Well, don't listen to what he says. Watch what he does. This week, Biden spoke to Canada's Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, about how terrifying this climate emergency is. But he didn't talk to Trudeau on Zoom. No. Instead, he flew on a private airplane to the capital of Canada, Ottawa, where he and Justin Trudeau drove around the city in a 20-vehicle convoy, complete with ambulances and armored vehicles. Now, if you were concerned about climate change being driven by humans and the burning of fossil fuels, which produce carbon dioxide, you probably wouldn't behave like that. You'd probably get on the phone and talk about climate change, but they didn't. And none of the global warming experts who were telling you that your suburban is a sin said a word about it. In fact, they were busy lecturing you about the rest. Your wood stove, your gas stove. You remember in January, the gas stove ban was a conspiracy theory. Anyone who was worried about the government cracking down on their kitchen was a nutcase, a Ruby Ridge level wacko. The New Republic reported back then, and we're quoting, people are getting real heated over a gas stove ban that isn't happening. Note and appreciate the pun. So that's always the first move. You're imagining it, crazy person. Then we move forward a couple of months, and the conspiracy theory is actually, well, it's true, and if you disagree with it, you're a wacko. This is from Politico, a political blog in Arlington, Virginia, yesterday. Quote, New York nears deal to ban gas stoves in new homes. It's so great. So they say something. If you take it seriously, it's your fault because it's not true. And then they tell you that, in fact, it is true. And if you don't agree with it, you're a criminal. You see this a lot. You're told something, you're required to believe something that's clearly false. And if you don't go along with it, you're banned from social media and harassed, and maybe you can't use Airbnb, and maybe if you keep talking, JP Morgan cancels your bank account. And then once you submit, they admit, actually, yeah, you're right. Now, you've seen this on a lot of different topics, but you never saw it more clearly at a more sustained pace than over the 3 years of COVID. Remember they told you, of course you remember, because they told you every day, this was a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
It is, as we said, a pandemic and an outbreak of the unvaccinated. This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated. As Dr. Walensky said on an earlier briefing today, this is really becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Still a long way to go. The fact is, this has been a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Yeah, so we're going to use this global pandemic, which was a legitimate health threat, to push our political goals and to vilify and isolate and punish with law enforcement people who didn't vote for us. If you're trying to convince people to fear doctors and never go to the doctor again, this is exactly what you would do. And of course, that's the effect for millions of people. Faith in our medical system has evaporated because of their lying. And of course, we know they're lying because the vaccinated started getting COVID at a higher rate than people who exercised and ate well and maybe developed natural immunity. So in the face of that undeniable science, they had to change their talking points. But for some reason, nobody told Senator Tina Smith of Minnesota to update her talking points. So here she was on Tuesday of this week, assuring everyone, in the words of the advertisements, this medicine is safe and effective.
Thank you, Mr. Menzel, for being with us today. So I want to start by just saying that the COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective.
I mean, how is that different from the Nicene Creed? You just repeat it every week. You don't think about what it means. You just repeat the slogans. It's literally a liturgy. Safe and effective, really. A shot that gives young people heart inflammation without protecting them from COVID. That's safe and effective. All this level of lying does is make people cynical, not simply about the people in charge. You have every reason to be cynical about them, but about words themselves. Is there a connection between a word and a physical observable reality? Well, I'm not sure anymore. Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House has never even thought about that or much. Here she is confronted with the evidence that the Biden family took a seven-figure payout from China. Watch carefully, maybe for the first time in your life, to how she responds.
House Oversight says they've got bank records showing a Chinese energy company paying three Biden family members through a third party. What were they paid for?
Look, I'm just not going to respond to that from here. Look, we have heard from House Republicans for years and years and years how the inaccuracies and lies when it comes to this issue. And I don't even know where to begin to even answer that question, because again, it's been lies and lies and inaccuracy for the past couple years, and I'm just not going to get into it from here.
Yeah, just not getting into it. Here are some bank records. Here are some numbers on paper that no one disputes are real. What do you say to this? Republicans, lies, years out. In other words, you're sopping wet. The water seems to be coming from the sky. Is it raining? Lies, lies. Of course, that's their response. They always accuse you of exactly what they themselves are doing. Remember when they told you that John Fetterman was totally qualified to be a senator and he had no debilitating mental issues whatsoever? In fact, he's way sharper than you are, Dumbo. Whatever happened to John Fetterman, by the way? Where is he? He's supposed to be serving in the U.S. Senate. Can someone take a picture of him holding up today's paper so we can be certain? But Karine Jean-Pierre doesn't care. Republicans, lies. It's been years. And of course, she has to say that because she does not want to get into the details about what her own boss, the president of the United States, is saying, who really seems, and we'll concede in a very amusing way, utterly disconnected from reality. So he began his campaign, you probably remember, right around 2019, from telling us how he liberated Nelson Mandela from Robben Island, from prison in South Africa. And it's just gotten more florid from there. And we are absolutely determined to be amused by Joe Biden. So here he is telling you that during Selma, he was actually at the forefront of civil rights. He may have been on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Watch this.
I was a student of North in the civil rights movement. I remember feeling how guilty I was. I wasn't here. How could we all be up there? And you going through what you went through, look at those. I can still picture troopers of the batons and wands and whips.
Can you even imagine what Joe Biden's actual racial attitudes were in 1963 in Delaware? This is the same Joe Biden who told us he was in the car with his dad 60 years ago and saw two men in downtown Wilmington kissing each other. And his father said, Joe, You've got to support gay marriage. So there's something almost metaphysical going on here. You have people who believe if they say something, it will become true. Their words will create reality itself. Wow. That's the same standard, by the way, that the Biden administration seems to be applying to what's happening to the former president and to children and gender ideology. They want you to believe that 8-year-old boys can become women overnight just by wishing for it. That's why Kamala Harris just sent a letter praising a man dressed as a woman. That's why she goes around yapping about her pronouns. We can't resist this clip. It's too great.
I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit.
So we're not going to say anything snarky about that. That's just so great. And if there's one piece of video evidence that we can save in the time capsule inside all of our hearts to represent what it was like to live in this country in 2023, it's that right there. Kamala Harris. She, her, my pronouns, and I'm wearing a pantsuit. Yes, you are. So one of the great lies going on right now is that the former president of the United States, who is also once again the front runner for the Republican nomination, Donald Trump, has committed some kind of crime in the state of New York for which at some point he's going to be indicted. Now, we could have had a lot of people on to talk about this, Trump defenders, people who voted for Trump. We thought it would be more credible and probably a lot more interesting to have someone who did not vote for Trump, who does not agree with Trump, but who's pretty serious about the law and has spent his life in it.
All right. There we go. Yeah, it's just it's one thing after another. The indictment never came down. This DA is trying to back out. It's just, you know, it's regular politics, you know, but it's simply, you know, they're planning on getting rid of Trump, getting him out of the game. They don't want him there. They want him out. And they're going to try anything they can to stop him. That's, I mean, it's coming. Anyway, Mr. John Smith, welcome to the show. Anyway, Gunn, you're on with me. But anyway, it's, man, this is going to be something. You know, I mean, I don't know. I think this last election has got me to where the point is I think voting's worthless because it doesn't matter who you vote for. They're going to put whoever they want in there. It's their call. You know, we the people, we don't get to choose shit no more. We don't get to vote on laws. We don't get to do nothing. We have representatives do that for us. Even though if you went and took a majority poll, the most of the shit that's a law, so-called law, people wouldn't go for it. They just wouldn't do it. And the laws that are out there are crazy. Matter of fact, I was on the phone tonight with my insurance agent. And we got in a conversation, and my insurance agent herself told me, you know, that it's extortion. Automotive insurance being forced on you by the government is extortion. And it is. You are forced to pay money. You're paying for protection, just like the mob used to sell. Pay for protection, you know. Does anyone not know this Democrats are going to do that? I don't think they did know, really, John. I couldn't tell you. They, you know, but what's next? You know, that's not my major question. And, you know, famous question I ask is what is next? But, you know, like I said before, the 14 years I've been doing this, the first thing that came out of my mouth, it's okay for them, but it ain't okay for you. It's like my state in Missouri here. They have video slot machines in most of your gas stations around here. And it's all controlled by the government. The government controls all that, you know, or the state of Missouri does. And it's okay for them to have casinos, but it ain't okay for you. See? So it's kind of like the pot calling the kettle black kind of thing, you know. Yeah, right. But, yeah, that's right. They're trying to get him out of the election. They don't want him in there. He fucks up their criminal code. They're, you know, these people are breaking laws. There's no doubt about it right in front of us. And if we can't see it, we are dumber than fuck, and we deserve what we get. That's a fact. You know, that's why I look at it. I myself, I don't think I'm done, but I'm not no psychopath. And the thing is, that the whole point is we, the people, are not woke up enough yet. Most people don't give a shit. They don't. Most people don't give a fine fuck. The only thing they're bitching about is the price of gas, the price of food. They don't give a fuck why. They never think about why it is. Oh, let's blame it on COVID. It's all COVID's fault, blah, 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 blah. But now we find out that COVID was a bunch of bullshit. Now we find out these drugs are being given to people are fucking them up. So, you know, if not killing them, you know, by far. And so, you know, I'm an anti-vaxxer. I didn't take the vax. I just didn't do it. No. And look, now look, I got a couple friends of mine that are fucked up shaping all over this. And they don't know how long they're going to live. They don't know. And they're young. They're in their 30s. They went and got the vax, the booster, and all that bullshit. Now they're just fucked up. You know, heart problems really bad, really, really bad. On massive blood thinners. You know, and they don't know if that's going to fix it. You know, one of my buddies had to have a transfusion. They're not sure if that's going to do him any good either, because they don't know if that transfusion ever had the injection in it or anything like that, or what, you know, how prolonged it's going to be. But it's the way it is, man. I mean, it's sad. It's a sad dilemma, but, you know, when's it ever going to come out to be the truth? We can't handle the truth anymore. That's exactly right. You know, Jack Nicholson said it, you can't handle the truth. And that's right. But we don't hear the truth. The only thing we get is lies. You're more acceptable to believe a lie than you're ever going to believe the fucking truth. Because a lie always sounds better and sweeter. You know, that's the way I look at it, man. They pump people with bullshit stories. I mean, how deep does it go? You know, which way to go? Which way you take, the red one or the blue one? You know, it don't matter. It just don't fucking matter. As a matter of fact, I'm going to flip this clip here real quick. This is the Sandals wiping somebody's ass out. Let's check this out real quick.
You look at what's happening with our economy. We had, starting in 2020, massive fiscal stimulus, and that ended up being trillions and trillions of dollars over a couple years. The Fed reduced interest rates to basically zero, pumped a lot of money into the economy, and that led to inflation. And I think almost anyone who was looking at what was going on over the last many years would have said that inflation was the likely result of those policies. Now, the Fed itself, when it was clear that we were seeing an inflationary upturn, said that it was transitory, that this was something that would just work itself out. And so they did not act when they should have. They got behind the curve. And so as inflation continued to spike.
Sorry to disturb that, but I think he's going to talk about digital currency. I've talked about many times. We're going to head to that really fucking soon. A lot of people don't get it. They want this collapse to happen so they can do it. And it ain't going to be good. It's going to invade your fucking life. So they will control you in more fucking ways you could think. So anyway, all right, I'll finish. Sorry about that. Sorry to interrupt.
Can continue to be a huge problem for our economy. They responded by hiking rates very, very rapidly, very, very quickly. That's done a lot of things to hurt a lot of people, but it has put a lot of pressure on the banking sector in particular. And so we had recently this issue with the Silicon Valley Bank, which was bailed out. I mean, this is a bank that had invested in a lot of long-term bonds that were no longer profitable because the interest rates have gone up. They also did things like focus a lot on ESG and DEI and didn't do appropriate risk management. So they ended up being a situation where they were insolvent. And so the Fed, because this is a bank that is very politically connected with people in Silicon Valley, the Fed and the Treasury Department bailed it out. Now they try to say it's not a bailout because they say it's going to be paid for by banking fees. But who pays the banking fees? Customers. So you're going to pay more for fees to do banking in order to give the Silicon Valley people a bailout. And there was not a systemic risk to the economy from this one bank, but they were politically connected. And here's the thing. When you engage in those types of policies like we've seen over many years, someone is going to have to pay the bill. Ultimately, the bill comes due. And so what they've now done in the last couple weeks is they've printed another $300 billion and injecting that into the economy. Now, the problem with that is they spent the last year trying to take money out of the economy with their raising interest rates very rapidly. And so just what they've done since you've seen the hiccups in the banking is they've wiped out half of the reduction in the money supply that they had worked for the last year to achieve, all to be able to benefit some of these politically connected banks. And so what they're doing is they're, quote, fighting inflation and managing the economy in ways that make it more difficult for you, for average people, but are shielding the banks from the pain associated with the policies. And my question is, are you interested in giving these economic central planners more power over our economy, more power over your daily life and your economic activity? And I answer that question, double hockey sticks, no, we cannot have that happening. And so that's why we're here today, because we've seen a lot of mismanagement from the economic central planners. It's just by nature. You cannot do this effectively without there being major costs to pay. And so some want to increase power to these organizations, such as the Federal Reserve. And so last year, President Biden issued an executive order to explore the creation of a U.S. central bank digital currency, effectively converting the dollar into a centralized digital currency. And this is different than things like cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. A centralized digital currency is directly controlled and issued by the government to consumers, and it provides the government the direct view of all consumer activities. And so this is something that is being proposed as somehow being environmentally sustainable, a way to increase access to consumers who lack the means to join a traditional bank. But as we've come to learn, any way they can get into society to exercise their agenda, they will do it. So what the central bank digital currency is all about is surveilling Americans and controlling behavior of Americans. And how do we know? Because we've seen this happen in other parts of the world. Look no further than China to see the impacts of centralized digital currency. The People's Bank of China uses its central bank to monitor citizen behavior, allowing for the surveillance of spending habits and to cut off access to goods and services. You also see things in the Bahamas, where they've instituted caps on CBDC holdings and transactions. In Nigeria, central bank capped ATM withdrawals to forcibly push the use of their digital currency in lieu of physical currency. And I don't even need to think here, what are they going to want to do? These ESG factors, you go and buy gasoline. If you bought too much gasoline, they just won't allow you to use this to make a transaction. Who knows whether they would let you buy a firearm or things that they disapprove of. And so you're opening up a major can of worms, and you're handing a central bank huge, huge amounts of power. And they will use that power. I think if we've seen anything over the last 4 or 5 years is if they can do their agenda, they will do their agenda in any way that they can. I mean, just think about some of the stuff that's happened with the whole banking situation. You know, the deposits are protected by law up to $250,000. Above that, it's not protected. Congress never changed that law, and yet somehow the administration, the Fed, the Treasury, they're removing that cap for some of these banks. And so the law is not really going to be an impediment to them if they can get the central bank digital currency. They will use that in ways that benefit their agenda. So today we're here because we now recognize there's a concerted effort across America to backdoor provisions for the use of central bank digital currency through individual state uniform commercial codes, UCC. Uniform commercial codes intended to provide for standard governing laws for commercial transactions across state lines, and is set by an independent commission of, quote, experts to seek uniformity in state laws. Now, while legislation to apply recent recommended changes to the UCC has been introduced in about 20 states, no bill has been introduced in the Florida legislature, and if they were to pass a bill, I would veto that bill. However, given the risks associated with a federally sanctioned centralized bank of digital currency, today I'm here to call on the legislature to pass legislation to expressly forbid the use of CBDC as money within Florida's Uniform Commercial Code. This will ensure that Florida continues to be a state that supports innovation in the financial sector through the market while protecting against government surveillance over your personal finances. But our legislation shouldn't stop there. Given the continued increase in Chinese influence in worldwide affairs and increase in plans to adopt CBDC worldwide, our legislation also prohibits any CBDC issued by a foreign reserve or government-sanctioned central bank. This will ensure that any effort to adopt a worldwide digital currency will never occur in the free state of Florida. And finally, I'm calling on like-minded states like Florida to adopt similar legislation into their uniform commercial codes and to reject any changes to their uniform commercial code that would formally recognize a central bank digital currency. And I've already spoken with Lieutenant Governor of Texas, who's the head of the Senate in Texas. I do believe Texas is going to do something similar to what Florida does. And if we can get a groundswell of states to say no, we are not going to turn over this power to you. I mean, look, ultimately, cash is king. I mean, if you can hold it in your hand, you have power over that. The minute it's all digitized, somebody else is going to have control over that. And it's just a question of, are they going to let you live your life? Or are they going to decide to do things to circumvent what you want to do? And think about what we've already seen. In Canada, you remember when the truckers were protesting the vax mandates, you know, they had banks, some of the government seized some of, froze some of their banks. You had charities that were trying to help these guys, and that was frozen. So we've already seen government really overstep its bounds, as it is in the banking situation and financial sector that we have now. Can you imagine if we went to something like a central bank digital currency? So I'm glad that we're at the tip of the spear on this. I think it's really important that states stand up to fight back against some of the things that are going on, well, most of the things that are going on right now in Washington, because they don't have your best interests at heart. They have their own power at heart. They have their own agenda that they're looking to advance. And so I think this will be great legislation. I look forward. We're already talking to the leaders in the legislature. I think this is something that is going to happen, and I look forward to being able to sign it into law later this year.
Well, they're going to push this shit as hard as they can to get it to happen. I grant you that. They're going to control every fucking aspect of your life. In other words, like I said, I came with a story a long time ago. I wrote it in my head, and I know if you've heard it, you know, I don't think Mr. Smith has. But little Johnny came to my house one day, said, "Ron, I'll cut your grass for $5. I said, "Okay." So Johnny cuts the grass, comes back, did a perfect job, pulls out his debit, his cell phone. I hand him my card, he swipes it. So he's pushing his lawnmower down the street. It's the middle of July. It's hot as some bitch out there. Well, he pulls up on this convenience store. In the convenience store said, you know, that Mr. Smith, let me tell a story or not. Well, anyway, he, you know, went to the counter. He got a soda, said $1.25. Went to the counter, swiped the card, and the guy says, "Well, you have insufficient funds." And Johnny goes, "What do you mean? I just made $5, and it's only $1.25. He goes, "Well, yeah, but here's what happened. When you swipe this card on your phone, the government then took out the taxes, income taxes, FDIC, your Social Security, all that shit out of that $5. And your balance is only $1.25. And he goes, "Well, the soda is only $1.25. He goes, "Yeah, that's right, but you don't have enough to pay the taxes." So you see, it's a double fuck. You know, you get doubly fucked. That's how it works, you know. So that's just, you know, and the way it works, man. And that's what's going to happen. Like, you know, in China, you're limited to what you can buy. You know, okay, check this out. Say you got money. You got money. And it's in digital currency. And you go visit a hooker once a week, right? But she can't take a card. She can't take a card anymore. You see what I'm saying? Hookers can't take credit cards. Can you imagine that? What are they going to say? So that'll kill that business, you know? So, but like I was saying, if you drink whiskey. Say you drink whiskey. That's shits and grins. You drink a gallon of fucking whiskey a day. Okay? On day three, you can't buy a bottle of whiskey anymore because you're above your limit of what you can buy. See what I mean? It no longer has any concept of the money. It has concept of the fucking thing you're going to buy. You know what I mean? In other words, you ain't going to go buy 10 bags of potato chips. You're only allowed two. You see what I mean? They're going to control everything about you. You only buy one roll of fucking toilet paper, you buy 10. You see what I mean? That's going to be bad. That's going to be fucking bad. And if you have any money coming from somebody else, they're going to tax it. That's what this is all about, man. A buddy of yours owes you $10, you wind up with $4.25 left after you get your $10 back. It's going to be straight up fucking robbery. You don't believe me? Fucking kick back. Wait till it comes. Be lazy. So, well, whatever happens, happens, blah, 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 blah. But now you're in digital currency, it's going to change your whole motherfucking world. Landlord ain't going to rent. There's nothing about that. See, that there's nothing. The more the price goes up, the more the taxes are. Taxes are based on percentage, which everybody I know that's here should know that. So they're going to keep on fucking you. It doesn't matter. But you got to swipe that card, and you get money coming to you through that card from somebody else. They're going to take out money. They're going to take out because that's considered income. Any money that comes to you is considered income. You are supposed to record all money coming to you. If somebody gave you a motherfucking dollar on the street, you're supposed to record that son of a bitch and turn it in as income because they want their cut regardless. They want to get their cut. Don't give a fuck about you at all. If it's a dollar, they want their cut. You know, it used to be, you know, people, you know, say, well, you know, you don't have to file taxes, you know, if you don't make over $5,000. Well, that may be true, but the game's going to change, though. It ain't going to matter what how much you make. They're going to automatically deduct money that's transferred from one hand to another. I don't give a flying fuck what it's for. That's what they want to do, and that's what they're going to do, and they're doing it very well. Like that bank collapse that you know, that bank in California that fucked up, they, shit. 90% of the account holders in there had over $250,000 in there. They had millions of dollars, and they lost it. They lost that money. But here comes the government to save the fucking day with taxpayers' money. But they're going to add fees to the banks to jack it up, to fucking recover the money they fucked up and fucked people out of. Why are we the victims? We didn't do it, but we're the victims of it. So eventually it's going to be a double collapse. There's going to be more than one way this shit's going to come down and fuck up bad. We're going to wind up in a goddamn revolution. I think that's going to happen. I think the United States is saying, like, eventually people are going to fucking lose it. They're just going to lose their motherfucking minds. You know, why can't we live free and live in peace? You know, why does this got to be constant fucking turmoil? Why do they want this much power? Why, do they think they're fucking God? Or they want to be a God? Is that what it is? Seems to be, doesn't it? It's just crazy. It's so psychotic anymore. You know, but the whole thing, like I said, when Trump was in office at first, they were madder than a motherfucker. They was trying to get him before he got presidency. They fucked him while he was president. They were trying to fuck him when he got out because he fucked up their plan. He did. He fucked up their plan. And it's going to happen. Now, Santos might be running for president. And Santos seems like a pretty fucking tough cookie, too, himself. Hopefully. Hopefully he's not a sellout, you know. But we never know. You know, Trump didn't. Trump did a good job. But these people, you know, it's just something's wrong. This election with Trump, Biden, that I cannot see. I might be wrong, maybe. I don't think so. But how in the fuck could he beat Donald Trump? How in the fuck did that happen? That just amazes me. How could it happen? In fucking possible. In a basement. What, six or seven people fucking seeing him in these circles? And Trump's packing stadiums. You know, come on, man. It just, I don't know. It just gets so far-fetched every day. You know, why even turn on TV? I mean, here's this district attorney, and you're trying to fuck Trump, too, to make yourself be a big hero. I stopped Donald Trump from running for fucking president again. But there again, if you're going to have Trump and Santos going at it to get presidency, Biden don't stand a chance. He don't stand a fucking chance. They're going to eat him fucking up alive. There ain't no way. And if he does win, you know something's fucking wrong. Something is fucking wrong in Denmark. Seriously, fucking wrong. So I don't know what you guys think about it, but it's plain and simple. It's right there in front of you. This is a straight up bullshit, man. Wow. It just cranks my crank, you know, see the shit going down. You know, just wait till they control your money completely. Yeah. Just think if you're on Social Security or disability. Wow. They're really going to put the fucks to you. You know, it's, you know. You want Candace Owens for president. Okay. Why would Candace Owens be a good president? Why would that be? That's a good question. Gunslinger, what are you thinking? Are you with me?
Well, you know, these people, You know, these people here are crooked, they're evil, and they're demonic. That should tell you something right there.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, there is no angels up there, and the only one that was Donald Trump. Love him, hate him, I don't care. He did 99% of what he said he was going to do, okay?
Yeah.
Compared to this fucking idiot that ain't done a goddamn thing but fuck it up even more. When Trump was trying to get it, you know, what do you do if you sink a goddamn tractor? You try to get the damn thing unstuck, don't you? You don't stick it worse. Well, this fucker stuck it worse.
Well, that's but they got to make up for the 4 years they lost. You get it?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
So they're pushing all this shit as fast as they can through this motherfucker real quick. Let's fuck it up as much as we can with this guy because he don't care, don't even fucking know what we're doing because he's not running this show. And when that motherfucker like that Gian Beyond Pierre PPPU says, well, the president, no, he's not. He don't even answer questions. He can't. He is not mentally competent to fucking answer these questions. Plain and simple, you can see it. There's no way around denying the fuck that he can't fucking get it together. But people, you know, and I was on BTR one time. And I heard this liberal show. He's talking. They're praising this motherfucker like he's a goddamn saint. I didn't say nothing. I didn't say in the chat room. I didn't call in. It just came to realization to me. There are some fucked up people in this world. Really fucked up.
I've said that for a long time.
We know each other for how many years? So, you know, and I've always said this. I've said this shit since day one. And, of course, I've been called a conspiracy theorist. I don't know the fuck. I am an Alex Jones follower. You know, whatever. But that, you know what? The fucking things I've spoken, things Alex Jones spoke about were right until Alex went commercial and wanting money, you know. So, you know. I mean, if anybody I would want to be president in reality would be Rodney Dangerfield. But he's not alive no more, so they can't. Or George Carlin. That would be, but he's not alive either. So the good ones are not around. You know, I just, fuck. It's a joke. This is all a big, bad joke. But, I mean, when you hear a governor of a state talk about digital currency like I've been talking about forever that nobody paid a fucking attention to, what does that mean? What does that mean? I knew something before it ever came along. We're talking 10 years ago when I called this shit. 10 years ago. Fucking around about it. It's all in the game. It's all in the plan book, man, you know? And once they established that, you know, the Chinese are the one that came up with that shit. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Chinese don't have no dollar. They don't have a dollar. They have a card. That's how they live. Off that card. And if you're not social standard, you can't use the card for certain things. That's what you get. And you're limited over what you can buy. You can't go buy a pallet load of shit when you want it anymore. That's over. Whatever the card allows you. When they got technicians sitting behind keyboards watching you. When you do something out of the ordinary, it automatically kicks up, and it's already set in the computer programming to block this, you know. You buy 5 pound rice, you get no more for the rest of the month. You buy 5 pound rice,
a little
straight day in time. You cannot have no more rice. That's what
no
it is,
rice.
Man.
No more rice.
No more rice. That'd be the same way here, you know. You know, you buy some more pharmaceuticals, that's okay. Buy all the drugs, keep the machine fucking running, doesn't matter. As long as you keep pumping the money to us, the government, we love you. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter. Every time you swipe that card and money transfers one into another, the receiver of that fucking money is going to get fucking hit with fucking charges. Regardless.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know how much in the real world, think about it. If you was the one on that other side of the fence with these motherfuckers and you're trying to push it, it's a win-win situation. You couldn't fucking lose. You're instantly taxing these fuckers. You ain't taxing them once. You're instantly fucking taxing them. You know? Waters for President 2024. God. Oh, my God.
Maxine, are you talking about Ron's girlfriend? God damn.
Maxine Waters, I love her. Yeah, me and Maxine.
Yeah,
dude. Mm-hmm. Me, her, and Nancy are going to do the freaky dicky. You know?
Yeah,
I'm going to have sex with the Night of the Living Dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to take them both to the gasoline stations, you know? Oh, lighter foot. Oh, fuck. Beetlejuice. Oh, God. That's a whack. You know what? Listen, for all ugly people, if you're an ugly person out there in the world, listen, I'm not saying nothing bad about you being an ugly motherfucker, but you could run for mayor of fucking Chicago. Go for it. Just do it. You know, you're
sure. Why not?
You know, yeah. You know. So there's nothing wrong with that. You know, and also other thing, besides this money, look what they're doing to the children. Turn them into fags. You know? You know, oh, you're homophobic, right?
Drag
no,
queens.
I'm just, I'm contagious to them. I can't.
Drag queens, why not?
Yeah,
why not?
Drag queen story hour, just what I want a child to see. Here I am, I'm a full-grown man, I have a dick in nuts, but I want you to fucking watch me talk shit to you. You know what I mean? And I, you know, listen, people are getting, I have nothing against gay people. I don't. If you want to be the freaky deaky deaky, do it. Knock your fucking self out. But don't bring in front of children. Why would you want to indoctrinate this fucking bullshit brainwashing into a child's mind? What the fuck are you thinking? Nobody in their right goddamn mind would fucking do that, would they? Fuck. Really?
That's why they're not in their right mind. That's why they're not in their right mind. They're freaky.
That's what I'm saying. This is all government, government endorsed.
Yeah.
Obama started this shit. Obama started, remember when he came out with the shit about anybody can use anybody's bathroom? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's a 5-foot-long dick walking into a little girl's bathroom. Little 4-year-old girls are taking a piss. And here's this motherfucker dragging his cock to the floor. Really? You want to, your little girl to see that shit? Really? Man, that... I swear to
now,
God.
Speaking of drag shows, okay, at least Texas is doing something about it. I think they're fixed to pass a law down here in Texas where minors, you can't have drag shows if there's minors involved. At least it's a start.
Yeah, I've seen something like that. Well Missouri,
I think you got to be. Yeah.
Missouri's got that shit now. They're not covering for children's transsexual drugs and all this other shit, puberty drugs and all that stuff. They're not going to pay for it anymore. Yeah.
No.
Why were they paying for it in the first fucking place? You know what I mean?
Somebody had to be some evil motherfucker down there. Why would you want to pay for drugs to fuck up God's creation?
Yeah, natural body chemistry.
Natural thing. You're fucking it up. You're actually going, saying, fuck you, God. I'm going to goddamn do what I want to down here. Fuck you, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Evil. I'm telling you, evil.
Yeah.
It's evil.
It is.
You know?
This is so close to pedophilia, it ain't funny. Four or 5 years ago, you tried any of this bullshit, you'd be locked up for fucking being a pedophile.
Goddamn, you'd be locked up for the rest of your goddamn natural life. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, now you're trying to chemically induce these children with this bullshit theory.
Mm-hmm.
They should be arrested.
Yeah, they should be arrested.
They should be going to fucking jail. What the fuck is up with that? It don't make no goddamn sense to me. I mean, they fucking pissed me off no end.
Well, it does make sense to a point, because when Obama, the butt buddy, was in there, he was all for the shit because he was either bisexual or gay. He was married to Michael, you know, twin Michael, between her legs. Yeah, so that started the shit. Then Trump got in there, and that kind of suppressed it for 4 years, and then Shitty Pants, Senior Poopy Pants, got in there. He's a fucking pedophile. His own daughter calls him a pedophile. What was it in something of her diaries that she would wait until late at night in order to take a shower so Daddy didn't come in there and take a shower with her? And she was like 12 years old, 13 years old. If they ain't a goddamn pedophile, I'll eat your damn socks with salt and pepper, damn it.
Well, but they think they're the almighty powerful. They are the gods, you know? You know,
that's what they did.
Yeah.
Back,
it's okay for me,
but
it ain't okay for
you. Well, back in them Roman days and all that shit, they did that shit. I mean, hell, they was fucking kids, 6 years old. I mean, back then, they were savages. That's what you call a savage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
It's just like the ragheads. Those are fuckers are savages because they did the same thing. They fuck goddamn children. Fuck
right.
goats.
Right.
Fuck camels.
Yeah.
Fuck five-year-old kids. Marry them.
Right.
If that ain't a goddamn pedophile, you tell me what it is. I'd like to know. No?
Right. Well, think for yourself to say in the show in the chat room, and need you to be gay and doing so it will control the population because homosexuals can't reproduce. No, they say they can now. Yes, men can have babies. They can have babies. They can. I was at my dentist's office and I proved it, okay, because I'm a man. I'm a male. I have a 5-foot schlong and I got enough fucking hair around my dick to weave 10 Indian rugs, okay? But here's the deal. I told the dentist, so that's not my natural schlong. And she goes, what do you mean? I said, I'm pregnant. She goes, Ron Wright, you're crazy, right? Come on, you're a comedian. No, I'm serious. I'm pregnant. And she goes, okay, you're pregnant. Okay, well, prove it to me that you're pregnant. I said, okay, here's the deal. I am pregnant. I'm having a baby elephant. The trunk is already out. Get it? Of course, she had to get herself up off the floor from cracking up, laughing and crying all over us after I said that. So I said, she goes, well, you have a point. I said, yeah, I do. So if they can claim idiotic, retarded bullshit, so can I. So, they're going to put – listen, they're talking about putting fucking Tampax boxes in men's bathrooms, okay? Now, you know me.
Yeah, they already did.
I don't know. I've
they
not
already
seen
did.
Yet. I've not witnessed it yet. But the minute I do, the minute I see that in a men's bathroom, a fucking Tampax dispenser, I'm going to buy two of them motherfuckers. And I'm going to shove them up my fucking nose. And I'm walking out there with them. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm going to tell motherfuckers? Say something about it. I'm going to tell them, pull the string and see what the animal says. You know what I'm saying? Like a CNC. Motherfuckers. God. Jesus, Mary Joseph.
Well, I told you a couple months ago, one of the Hooters I go to over there, they got a sign in the men's restroom, please don't flush tampons down the toilet. In the men's restroom. Go figure that one. I seen it. I was just shocked. I forgot to take a picture of it. I should have took a picture of the damn thing.
Well, you know what? Okay, now, I don't know if it's, you know, Rob, let's use that. But, goddamn computer, come on. Why are you fucking with me? I'm having a sensor attack. It's coming. I take one hit.
Oh, coward.
I can get all fuck retarded.
Calm down.
Anyway.
Calm down.
Anyway, don't go up your nose, Ron. Why not? You know, unless I have to stick it up my a-hole, but I don't want to do that. I guess I might have to stick it up my penis. Yeah, I guess I'd stick my penis, but man, that would hurt. That would hurt really bad. My penis only ain't that big. But it might be a new thing for men's, you know, to get their things back together. You know, just add water and it pops out there. There you go. George Carlin came up with something a long time ago, and he said, it's okay to prick your finger, but don't finger your prick. No, no. And he also said, you know, you cannot physically blow your nose. You can have your good friend blow your nose, but it better be a damn good friend, you know, shit like that. So, wow, the world we live in. The world we live in. A little toke of the herb here and try to stay with nature. Yeah, they'll control that too with your digital card. Cannot buy weed. They legalized it all to make us all fucking stone retarded. But I can't get stone retarded because I'm already retarded. Yeah. Crazy thing to do. Make sure to wipe off your footprints off the toilet seat. I wrote a song about a toilet seat one time. You know, I'm a songwriter, and I was sitting there playing with a bass guitar, and I wrote this song. You want me to sing it to you? You all want to hear this song? All right.
Why not?
Here we go. It goes like this. Excuse me. All right. Here we go. Beat my meat on toilet seat, doo-dar, doo-dar. Man's get tired, I use my feet all the doo-dar day. all the doodar day, all the doodar night, beating my meat on toilet seat, all the doodar day. Pretty song, isn't it? I should get a Grammy for that fucker.
Hell yeah, I'll get you a Grammy right there.
you remember that Ronald McDonald song, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
about the parking bench. About the park bench.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You remember? Yep, that's the great shit. Yeah. But I'm gonna sing that one to you just to keep the classic rolling on KTEL. Operator standing by. 1995 plus shipping and handling. By now, you get a second album for free. Just pay separate shipping and handling. Anyway, Ronald McDonald sitting on a bench, beating his meat with a monkey wrench, missed his meat and hit his balls and pissed all over his overalls. That was a good classic, too. Ronald McDonald sitting on a bench, beating his meat with a monkey wrench, missed his meat and hit his balls, pissed all over his overalls. How? Feels good. Just like it should now. Oh, I'm a sick individual. Sick individual. Well, Rob, Ed, why aren't you guys calling in to get in the conversation for the next 30 minutes? Tell us the lovely things of the gorgeous state of sunny California.
California.
Yeah, California anus. Yeah. And here we go. Here's our guest, the Governor Gavin Newsom. Or it should be Gobbling Newsom. Gobble these nuts, Newsom. Such a great governor. You know, Pappy Old Daniels wants you to get some good Pappy Old Daniels flour, mix it with some cool water, make some good biscuits, you know. Waiting for a check to come in the mail. What the fuck are you talking about? That's one of the big lies ever told. Don't you know that? I won't come in your mouth and the check is in the mail? God, you forgot that part. Oh, anyway, I ain't told you my fucking bad news. I didn't get hooked up with Boyd while he was here, if anybody already knows that, you know. Yeah. Okay, well, you know the number 563-999-3726. My son was in a bad accident. My youngest son, the guy's a tree cutter, had a tree hit him. Broke his neck. So.
Damn.
Yeah, damn's right. He got 12 staples in his head. Fucked him up good, man. He's walking. He's okay, but he's fucked, you know. I told him to get out of that fucking tree cutting business. I wasn't fucking around. Shit's dangerous, man. You know what I mean? And you're making a little bit of money to make these other fuckers rich. I don't like that. Yeah, it does. Fuck it. Yeah, I'm supposed to meet Boyd the next day. Next thing I know, I'm getting ready to get it together. I got to take care of some business. I'm going to hook my ass up to Hollister and either me and him come out here to the studio, the house. Yeah, going to go to Branson, take him out to dinner, whatever. That was my plan, look at his camper and shit. I was really looking forward to it, excited, you know, that day. Next thing I know, I get a phone call. Fucking Chad's on his way to the hospital, you know, fucking broken neck. Think it's broken neck. The CT scan, he has fractures. He has a fractured neck. It's cracked, but it ain't broken in two. You know, but still, they ain't nothing to fuck with, you know what I mean? But anyway, still got him in a harness. They got him in all the shit, man. Just like a broken neck. Because it is. This upper neck is where it broke it. The shit at. It's dangerous. So, you know. So that's what we're doing.
How did a tree fall? Don't they have to be roped off or chained off or something?
Well, he was cutting a dead tree that's been trimmed out. And he can fall trees, you know, and all that stuff. What happens is tree twisted and it went into another dead tree. And the other dead tree kicked back and got him. He couldn't get away from it fast enough where it got him. Yeah. Yeah, pretty bad.
How's he doing?
Get him up. Oh, he's doing sleeping on his couch because his old lady's got the bed on the goddamn floor. So we can't, he's got to be able to get up and go take a piss and shit. And it's like walking around like a fucking zombie. You know, you can't turn your neck. You can't do nothing. You just look forward to everything, you know. Yeah, son, well. And,
That's a dangerous job.
Huh?
That's a dangerous job.
It is. And what he gets paid, man, it just ain't enough to me. You know, he makes like $15, $16 an hour doing what he does. I'm like, man, no fucking way. You know, no fucking way.
Well, you seen that one? I had you play that one video with the guy with the tree branch hit him in the face and took off his face.
I think so.
I think I had you guys look at that. He's all of a sudden the tree branch comes out of nowhere and just takes him off the ladder.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's. I mean, you know, but he's my kid. He's on to do what he wants to do. You know. And, you know, I told her, I said, well, we can sue the company. We can do that, too, you know. And his wife jumps in, hey, we ain't going to do that. Well, because her dad's been with this company for 33 fucking years. And I looked at her, I said, do you think I really give a fuck about them? Really? You know, I mean, there's an OSHA violation all the fucking time. I'll follow them around to take pictures. And that'd be enough to fuck them. That would be no big deal. You know what I mean? These motherfuckers ain't wearing the right type of safety equipment. They're not doing the right fucking procedures. I mean, that will get you fucked. You know what I mean? All it takes is me and a fucking camera all day long, you know? So I don't want to hear that shit. So,
that's true.
You know,
they wear long sleeves. You see them wearing long sleeves, putting in the tree branches in that shredder.
Right, right.
That always kills me. That always kills me when I see that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
dangerous.
I know. Yeah, it's stupid. It's stupid. People do stupid shit. But, you know, the thing is, this company is so fucking, back when it first started, the original man that owned it died, okay? He died of some cancer, he died young, but he had it made. He had pole crews, he had everything, man. This guy was making money, you know, took care of his people, paid them well, life was fucking great, you know what I mean? Had big, gigantic Christmas parties every year, but he got big bonuses. I mean, fuck, they gave him chainsaws for Christmas. Ain't that nice? Shit like that, with engraved jackets and coats, Carhartt, all fucking Carhartt shit, you know. Well, this dude dies and the wife and the boy is running. The boy, he got fucked up. He fell out of a tree and he's crippled waist down now. You know, but they own the company and their whole thing is they have turned to where fuck everybody. You know what I mean? We're going to pay them as less as we possibly can because we need to add more to our fucking money. You know what I mean? We got to keep our money flowing. Fuck them people. So we just hire the most dumbest motherfuckers who can't get a job in the world because they're a drug addict, alcoholic, or a fucking retard, convict, whatever, blah, 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 you know, and that's the way we're going to run, and that's exactly how they're running, you know? So, I mean, there's maybe six legitimate people there that have anything to do with it. They run like four crews. They used to have 30. Now they're down to this. Now what's going to happen? They lose this contract with White River Valley Electric, which is a co-op, and I'm a member of it, too. So I'm a member of the co-op. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
it sounds like
you know,
they don't want to make any more business either if they had so many
It doesn't seem like it doesn't, right? They're playing a poor, you know, they're playing a poor business practice. You know, they're going behind schedule. They're always winding up behind schedule and shit for this. And there's another tree company in here and floating around town for this past year. And they're fucking worldwide. This company's really fucking big. And they don't fuck around. I mean, they don't fuck around. And they're by the book and everything they fucking do. That's why they're so efficient, you know. But they're fucking worldwide.
Right.
And, you know, this tree company, they do some serious shit. But anyway, you know, this company is dwindled down to nothing. Just a local little fucking ma-pa shop. And only one power company, you know. So... I don't know. I don't know, man. But anyway, my son, you know, I was only fucking with him about suing a company at this point. You know what I mean? But once he sees what kind of workman's comp he's going to get, you know what I mean? He's going to want to sue him. You know what I mean? I say you will. You'll want to sue him. Yeah. You still keep your job there. You know, they can fire you, whatever. Doesn't matter. They get him for discrimination. Sue him for that, too. Doesn't matter. But, You're gonna find out when you get this workman's fucking comp, you got to jump through a bunch of fucking hoops to get it, and you ain't going to get what you make a week. It ain't going to happen, you know. You just ain't going to get it. Hell, you know what I'm saying?
Suzette was out of work a long time ago, and she was getting colonial pen and her disability. And she was breaking in some cash more than she was working at her job.
Uh-huh. Well, she had colonial nice pen, that's why. She had a better
deal.
You're
right. That helped a lot. I had that, too.
Right, but he doesn't know nothing about that. He's just going by the insurance up to the fucking company.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
The company's insurance, you know, and of course every insurance company don't want to pay out fucking nuts. They don't have to. So then your wife had to go to court. Those motherfuckers pay your medical expenses, your bills and shit, because they'll cut that shit off after a couple of weeks. They'll quit paying that. So then you got to take them to court. You know, it's just the way it fucking goes. But my daughter-in-law, she's trying to argue with me a point. I said, you fucking argue all you fucking want. I don't give a fuck. You'll find out when you ain't got no money. You're only going to get about 60, 70% maximum of your weekly income to you. That ain't going to be enough to pay your fucking bills. You know what I mean? One income home with fucking 3-4 children, it ain't going to happen, man. You know what I mean?
No,
you just ain't going to be able to, you ain't going to be able to make it. Because the rent on their house is $500 alone. You know what I mean? Then you had $200 monthly electric bill, two cell phones, internet, car insurance, gasoline. So you know, that's fucking, you're fucking broke. You know?
He's going to have medical problems for life. You know, it's going to follow him down
right.
the line. And he's going to,
exactly.
he would have sued to have medical paid for the rest of life because of that injury, basically.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
His workman's comp isn't going to cover that. He goes back to work and everything's hunky-dory as far as the company is concerned.
Yep. That's right. Mm. Yep, that's right. You know,
he's going to do 5 years and that neck starts acting up or anything else that he hurt.
Oh, yeah.
And,
insurance.
Well, that's where Rob comes in. He takes care of him.
Yeah. Yeah, but I only have a certain amount of time. I have to take care of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a statute of limitation on filing a lawsuit. It's 7 years. You know?
Yeah, he said you'll take care of it, as in you'll pay his medical bills for him.
Oh, no, I won't. No. Mm-mm. No, can't do it. Nope. If he doesn't do what I tell him to do, and he starts crying and bitching about it, I'm going to say, okay, here's the deal. Dad will help you, but I'm taking 50%. So, there you go.
Good deal.
Didn't listen to me the first time when it cost you a fucking penny. It would have been penny free. But no.
Right, right.
You want to argue with me, it costs money. You want me to do what I do. So, you know. I did have a good case today. I got called back on tonight. Well, actually, I called them, but I found out that they had a good day in court. Today, it's over a child custody case up in Connecticut, you know, and the father is a complainant, and he lied to the, he told the court, because you got to swear when you're on video camera, you're giving an oath into court, tell the truth, hold your hand up, say your name, blah blah blah, he means you're under oath, right? Well, this goofy motherfucker, now he's the plaintiff. He's the one trying to keep the kid. We then took the kid kind of thing and fucked the mother over really bad. Anyway, this guy gave the address of where he lives was the Secretary of State's office in Connecticut. Why would you give the court the address to the fucking the Secretary of State or whatever? Attorney General, where the fuck it was. It was a government office. That's the address this guy gave the court. How good does that make you look in court, man, to give that fucking address? You know what I mean? When you go back in front of the judge will say, well, I didn't know you lived in a government office, in a government building. You see what I mean?
Was he just one digit or one street off?
No. Not at all. No. It was just the same mailing address, street. Yes, it was the same as that office. Identical to it. There's no way fucking off. Fucking that up. You couldn't.
He's better off giving a post office box.
No, we didn't know. They wouldn't take the courts won't take a post office. They wouldn't know where the fuck you live. You're living somewhere. There's got to be an address to it. You know what I mean? But he gave. Why would you give the fucking attorney general or secretary? I can't remember what they said. I think it was attorney general. Maybe I can't remember. But anyway, it's one of them two fuckers' offices. You know what I mean? So that seems kind of funny, don't it? Why would you tell the court that?
Because you're an idiot.
You got to be a total retard. And you're trying to get custody of a kid and you're, huh?
I said, yeah, you do. I mean, like, they're not going to check it out.
Well, they're going to know. I mean, they're going to know, you know, because it's going to, I'm coaching them kind of in what they need to say and what to do. And like today, she did exactly how I told her to do. And in court, I said, you're not in court, you're on video. But, you know, the ethics of yourself, how you act, is going to play a key role, okay? And she couldn't understand why I meant that, but I just told her, listen. But she didn't do one thing I wanted to do, and I told her, ask for a discovery. Let's get all the information. They got all the evidence against you because we need all that because when you go back in court, they ain't got no proof. This is all hearsay, which ain't no good in fucking court, right? So falsifying police reports, falsifying court records. I mean, no, we'll get into that. You know what I mean? That's more like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've seen that has been done. And also they gave out some HIPAA information about the defendant.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that either, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, I mean, you know, because the woman had cancer. She's going through chemotherapy when this guy took advantage of getting all that kid. And the only reason he wants the kids because he don't want to pay child support. He was like 18 grand in child support and he don't want to pay it. He thinks, by him getting cussed kid, that shit's going to go away. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what he's thinking.
Because
he's thinking he can turn the tables on her and make her pay child support now. You know, that ain't going to happen either. So, you know. And I said, I told her tonight, I said, you know what this is? This is a classic narcissist. Do you notice, I told you, don't say nothing at all. Don't fucking say shit unless you're asked by the court. And just answer the question, yes, no, maybe, or whatever. Okay? Do not. If that motherfucker says something towards you, wants to argue with you directly across that court, do not say a word to that motherfucker. Don't say shit, okay? Well, guess what? That's exactly what happened today. He was fucking cussing at her, and she just stood there, didn't say a fucking word to him, and the court fucking snapped on him. So there you go. Told you. Don't do it.
Yep. Let him hang himself.
Yep, because a narcissist, a good narcissist could play it off pretty well. A bad one, what happens, what they do is they lie. They done told one lie, but they can't remember how the last lie ended or the details of the last lie. You know what I mean? So they try to come up, concoct something to impregnate it to the lie. You know what I mean?
Right.
So now they've been calling the cops saying all kinds of shit about this chick, right? Saying she's got this boyfriend named Joe or Joey or some shit. And he's stalking them and calling them on the phone, harassing them. And they sent a bunch of text messages in. It came from some fucking foreign phone. It wasn't her phone. But it was somebody else's phone. And they said it was her. She used somebody else's phone to send all the shit. They, well, no. Whoever owns the phone's one liable for that. Whoever owns the phone. Doesn't matter. Just somebody else's phone. They punted their shit. Fuck, that's your problem. You know what I mean? And fucking when you send a text message or a fucking email, it's like you wrote it on fucking paper. And your name on that motherfucker is a signature. Same thing. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter if you don't use your name on your fucking email address, but your email address goes to you. You are responsible for that email address. So, and like I said, it's just like writing on fucking paper, you know? One guy told me one time he got arrested for doing a drug deal, and he didn't do the drug deal. And I said, what do you mean? He said, I got my phone, and they opened up, and they looked at all my text messages, and I was talking to a friend of mine about picking up some fucking pills and their Oxycontin or some powerful pain pill shit, whatever the fuck it was. And he got arrested for it. you know. But you admitted to it. You admitted to what the fuck you were doing. You admitted to what you had. You know what I mean? You wrote it down. It's the same as writing it on paper. A lot of people don't know that. Text message, email, anything you type, send, it's like on fucking mail. It's like fucking paper. So a lot of people don't know that. Did you guys know that?
No.
All these shit in chat rooms, see it all? Look at it, BTRs went way beyond date, time, everything. Every fucking thing you sent in that fucking chat room is dated. Date and time. Your last one was 3/24 at 23/20/59. There's a trash can next to it where I could throw it away. But it still exists. It don't matter. It's already there. It never goes away. I just don't see it anymore. You know what I mean? Ain't that something?
Check this out. There's this guy. Yeah. Check this out. This guy gets pulled over, right? He has a friend of his, like a guy he knows, acquaintance, in his truck. So they're driving down the road, and a cop pulls him over some bullshit fucking kind of taillight or something like that on the guy. So the cop starts going, and he starts asking questions. Tim steps out of the vehicle, and he asks him if he has any warrants, and he goes, no, I don't have any warrants. Have you been arrested before? Yeah, I've been arrested. For what? And he said something to do with drugs. And it never really – he did something like a few days or something about it, but they never really processed his work. Like, you know, they charged him with anything. Well, anyway, the cops are determined to find something on this guy. And what they done is they actually took the guy's dollar bills that he had and ran them and traced them. And they found that one of them had meth on it, and they took him in. He's fighting that. He still is fighting it. And the guy that he had with him, they let him go, or they took him in too because he had a knife on him, and the guy wasn't allowed to have deadly weapons. And the guy had like a small pocket knife on him, so they took him in, but he got released. But this other guy's going through all this bullshit just because they were saying that he had a drug charge before. Now that they had a dollar that had meth on there, they're trying to charge him for that. Is that fucked up?
It is, ain't it? Gun, you back?
Yeah, I'm back. Fucking internet.
Okay,
what
the hell happened? Oh.
High internet. Fucking power was out for about an hour and a half while ago. Now the internet dropped.
Really? You getting bad weather down there?
No, it was. I was sitting here and I heard a fucking boom. And I went outside and a few minutes later I seen flashing lights down at the end of the street here. So something happened. Probably a fuse blew, I imagine. It's only blowing around here. You know, line fuse.
Right. You put Afro Man in core and shit. African Man. But you see the Afro Man that wrote that song, Wanna Get High? You know what I'm talking about? Afro Man.
The one I put in there? Yeah.
No, this African man involvement didn't know how to say chicken. No, that's not what I'm talking about, bro. No. The guy who wrote the song, I Want to Get High, but I Got High or whatever it's called, you know, up in the morning for school, but I got high, you know. I was supposed to see my probation officer, but I got high. Want to get high. You wrote a song when the cops kicked Brady's house. Did you hear that one?
No, I didn't hear that one.
He wrote a rap song about that. You know. And he think this cop was looking at this lemon cake his mom made was on the counter. This cop was looking at that cake. He wrote a song about that, too. You want to take a bite of that lemon cake, and I don't know why. It was funny. It was funny as hell. Fuck, right time I'd play it. But it was funnier than fuck. Anyway, apparently the police are suing him because of their mental anguish meant being on the air. Their image of them being on fucking his videos. But they're public servants. There ain't nothing they could do about it. You know? Still motherfuckers. Crazy, ain't it? It's fucking nuts. But I want to get high. Anybody will sue anybody for fucking anything. It don't fucking matter. Suing is a free range game.
No, well, right. Yeah.
Well, Robin, Suzette, when are you guys moving out of California? Did you get your money saved up to pay your exit tax?
We're working on it.
Are you going to tell Gavin Nuisance, Gavin Nuisance, go fuck yourself, you ain't getting shit. You should pay me to leave, motherfuckers. You're the reason I'm leaving anyway. Pay you no fucking
exactly.
Money. Exactly. Douchey douchebag, fuck him.
You rolled back our water, right? Our water, boy. Rolled back our water.
What?
Something to do with
the,
if we have no drought.
Yeah. Oh, he rolled.
You what?
Well, he rolled back. I guess Bob said he rolled back the. The law that they passed about how much water people can use, which was basically nothing.
Yeah.
It was like 50 gallons a week.
A month.
Oh, is it a month?
Month.
Yeah, 50,
a month.
Okay, 50 gallons.
A month.
For indoor water. So you're cooking, you're washing, you're showering. Mm-hmm. Per household.
50 gallons a month.
Regardless of how many family members you have, it'd be per household. Yes.
Damn.
Yep.
If you use that, the water meter will catch it, and then the only way they can enforce it is basically your rates go up after a certain amount. After that, it meets that $50 mark.
Oh yeah. Fuck you out of money. The more you use, the more we fuck you. God.
Yes. Isn't that clever?
Well, I know a few people had issues down in California about having rain collectors. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ain't that something?
Well,
and one old guy.
Into that. Go ahead.
He what? Well, no, this guy.
They finally
rescinded
that law, too.
Did they?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They rescinded it, so it's good. Yeah, that's cool. Well, fuck yeah.
So you can catch rainwater now, yeah.
I sent something in Facebook. I sent it to all my friends, and I would do that shit, about the government saying, fucking the rain, if rain hits you and your property, you owe money for it. It's a rain. Oh, my God. You know, really? Really? I'm going to get you for trespassing with that shit on my property, fucker. That's crazy. It's some concocted shit I ever seen in my life. You know, I need to write a book on that shit, on how many concocted fucking things I've ran into in my life. Fuck, I'd be an book club.
So far, the government, whether it's state or federal, have claimed the air above, the rain, you know, that falls from the sky, because they feed it, so it's their rain, you know, that they're letting us have.
and
Yep. Ain't that about a bitch?
Yes, it is. I wonder how much trouble I'd get if I brought a song, I Live in the Land of Retard. You know, make it a real classic, like an opera song.
It'd be an all-time winner.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah,
I'd have to really think about the words to this a little bit, but you know, I'm in the land of retard. I don't know how it will. I don't know how it goes so far, you know. Welcome to the land of retard. You know you're not smart, and there's no guards. shit, things I think of. I'm retarded. Retarded. What are you fucking retarded? You motherfucker, you're fucking retarded. You know, you went down to this house, went to hang out with this motherfucker. What's up? He's fucking retarded. Yeah, fuck. Whew, sounds like good old George Senzer Day, doesn't it?
Yep, Coward George.
Fucking retarded.
But we're free now. We're free now.
Unless
we're
free. I can't believe he ain't fucking listening and monitoring my shit.
I'm surprised.
I am the no good motherfucker, and I wasn't even there. Why is that? How come I'm the no good motherfucker now?
Is that what you
want
to do?
I didn't do nothing to that motherfucker. You know what? Really? Think about it. I didn't do shit to that prick. Fuck.
He's retired.
I didn't do shit to him either. He just can't handle it.
Kicked out of George Sanders. Have you guys ever been back to your show lately?
No.
No? You sure, Rob? You wouldn't lie to me, would you?
I would not lie to you, Ron. I would not lie to you.
I didn't hear you. Did. What's that?
Last time I was on there, Gunn was on.
Oh, Gunn was on last time he was there? It's been a long while. Yeah. Yeah, he don't like none of us motherfuckers no more. And I wasn't even there. I wasn't even there. Hates me and mates me and Gunn, especially Gunn, and, you know, probably me for some reason. But he don't like Boyd either no more. Kicked Boyd out, too. Didn't like none of us folks. We're a bad group. He don't like us because we expose him. His bullshit.
We expose him. We expose him, and we're a hell of a lot smarter than he ever was.
Yeah.
His jealousy.
Ain't no doubt about
it.
Yeah,
definitely jealousy. No doubt about that. You know, anybody that thinks that you know, you took a course in high school in electric and think you're a goddamn master electrician, that's no. Sorry, it don't work that way.
Fuck, that's how I did it.
You know.
That's how
yeah,
I
but
did
you
it.
You went on became to do that, but he didn't. See, that's his problem. Yeah. He thinks he did just by using by
I
just.
Want everybody, I want to be a genius. I come here because I am a genius, and that's all there is to it. There ain't nobody better than me. Never will be.
But you see
I know
the point.
All.
Yeah, but you see my point.
Whatever happened to
what's
that kid that got you? Had you? What happened to that kid with your truck that went inside your house?
The truck ran over a split or something or fell on him?
Oh, he ran over him. Nothing.
Right.
It's still hanging in limbo, man. It's all hanging in limbo. I'm waiting for Rizzler to make the next move. Well, I can make a move anytime I want to now, but this lawyer's not pursuing shit. Matter of fact, now you're making me curious. I'm going to look it up. So it's 90 seconds. Call now if you want to hang out with me for a little longer. There we go. See what the fuck's going on with this punk. It's been a minute. I burst Menard's lumberyard. Here's a lien against me for my DOR taxes I didn't pay. I did pay them. That was back in 2011. God damn, time flies by. Okay. Here's one where I was going for my granddaughter. It's nice to know all your history is still fucking live and computers, isn't it? Let's see. Docket entries. Last docket entry was put in 9/8/22. A motion for sanctions against me. And I didn't file court rules and I was a bad boy. But anyway. What happens, defendant Ron Rarick, notice to admit truth of facts sent to plaintiff Jason Rice, which okay, so I'm fucking with them hard. This was 9/7/22. Then I winded up getting served on the eighth on a court date. I fucked them hard, man. I fucking went for Redcast Discovery, and that's what I was really trying to push to get that. I was a little too early. I didn't wait the 30 days, and I didn't fucking filed before that 30 days. And I was kind of the judge kind of jumped on my ass a little bit about it, but you know. And then this fucking asshole lawyer filed sanctions against me for $2,000. He didn't win it. The judge didn't make a call on it. So, you know. But it's 9/20. It's been, so it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's 4 months. So, and it's already, what, we're in the third month now. So it's been 7 months since anything's moved on the case.
So that's cool. You know why that's cool? Because I have to wait one more year. Well, see, I got like wait fucking five more fucking months, and it's completely fucked. It's 7 years over past statute of limitation. No settlement's been made. So that case, this case will be gone. And it don't matter. But a counterclaim I only filed within 3 years. So I still got 4 more years on my counterclaim. It'll stay going active. Then I'll go in for the fucking kill, you know. And I know I'll never get to $85,000. I know that'll never happen. Unless some other perk gets lucky and wins the lottery, you know what I mean? I'm cool too. $85,000 plus interest, you know.
Right. And you just got your hand out. You have your hand out.
Exactly. Fucking right I will. Well, it automatically be, it ought to be deducted from him. Got a judgment. You know what I mean? But, you know, and he moved in next to another buddy of mine, you know, and this motherfucker, you know, he don't fucking know shit. He ain't got a clue. But my buddy said that fucking dude's a fucking total douchebag. So, yeah, he is, man. He is that, you know. Trying to fuck me out of money. So, but anyway, I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I mean, it's fine if it does. That's fine. I mean, there's no way he could win the case. And I think what froze him up is when I went for that discovery. You know, I sent a notice of admit facts and truths and facts sent to the plaintiff on 7/9/22, okay? You know, you understand what that is? Notice to admit truth to facts?
No.
It's kind of like a questionnaire. You give them these questions and all this kind of shit. Like, were you smoking marijuana at the time? Is there any drug chemicals in your bloodstream? Did you have the block under the tire? You know, is it your fault you caused it to happen? You know, shit like that. Just a lot of questions. Well, I never got that back. Well, I never got it back, but it is notice. Right now it shows defendant, you know, Ron Reck notice to admit truth facts sent to plaintiff Jason Rice and never heard shit, you know, and also at the same time I filed, you know, a request for discovery. So I never got nothing. Plus I also sent a first set of interrogatories to him. His interrogatories, you know, asking questions and all kinds of shit. But I have a lot of questions and I like most of the interrogatories, maybe 7-8 questions, you know, but I went to the maximum. I think it's 23 questions you can ask in interrogatory. I went all on all. So I fucking squeezed shit into fucking questions into questions. You know, I didn't fuck around. I still don't fuck around. Silly cocksucker. If you want to fucking play, let's play. And, you know, of course, my lawyer told this motherfucker, this Matthew Corbett, you don't know who you're fucking with. You know, he told him, he goes, I'm telling you, Matt, this guy's going to fucking have you for lunch, bro. This guy does not fuck around. He doesn't care about $2,000 sanction. That does not hurt him. You know, that does not hurt his feelings at all. He don't give a fuck about money. You know, but, you know, that's just the way it is. I don't care. I don't fucking, I'm not going to get fucked by no fucking punk, you know, period. And I ain't talking about the fucking defendant. I'm talking about the lawyer. You know, you're going to jump on here and think you're fucking smarter than you think you are. You better fucking rethink that. Because I asked the stupid fucking lawyer, I said, excuse me, Matt, are you mechanically inclined? Do you work in cars? Are you like, no, I don't know how. Perfect. Perfect. You make the perfect attorney. You don't have no understanding of automotive maintenance. Common, basic motor fucking maintenance. Only thing that motherfucker knows how to do is fucking put fuel in it and press his fucking fob. That's it. That's all that motherfucker knows how to do. You know what I mean? He don't even know how to change his own spare tire. He's got roadside assistance. He never gets out of his car, you know? You know? He pampers himself like he's powdering his pussy. And I don't care. And I knew his dad. Ain't that fucked up? I knew his dad. His dad and me were cool, you know? He was an ambulance chaser, you know? But I met him through a bunch of mutual friends at the courthouse. I mean, that's how we talked and hung out. And, you know, he's an all right guy, you know? But he was an ambulance chaser. And he had a fucking TV commercial. He had all that shit going on. And, of course, he dies, and then Matt takes over. And Matt just thinks he's just jacked the fucking walk, you know? So, you know. fucking, it's ridiculous. Lawyers are fucking, they are pussies. They are fucking little twats. Lawyers don't scare me.
I got the deep kid that works with me now. And I was using the pressure washer one day and going to town, and I noticed we're rolling low on gas. So I go, hey, man, you mind going to the store and get, or go to the gas station and get some gas? And he's like, yeah, no worries. So he takes off. He comes back about 15 minutes later. I was thinking, man, what happened? He comes back. He goes, hey, he's all like out of breath. And he goes, hey, I didn't know that when you put the gas in the gas can, you're supposed to pull the lever up. And I go, pull the lever up. He goes, yeah, you know that the black thing that goes around the nozzle and the gas pump? I go, yeah. Yeah, the clerk, he showed me how to use that. You just pull that thing up, and then you're able to put gas in the gas can. And I was like, holy shit. Dude, you're 37 years old, and you just figured out how to fill up the goddamn gas can?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was like, well, we got another guy.
Well, I got another friend of mine that's a lawyer. He passed the California bar, all right? And he don't practice law. Never did. You know why? He wouldn't go under the oath. He wouldn't take the fucking oath, man.
Yeah.
He wouldn't take the fucking oath. Yep.
Damn.
Other words, he was not going to, his point was, I'm not going to take my fellow man and become an officer of the court and make the court first before anybody else. So he said, fuck it, you know. And I envy him for that. I do. That's great, you know.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. He went to law school, become a lawyer, and at the end he realized the reality of it. He said, no, never fucking mind. Nope. And he graduated with honors, real good. But nope.
Damn.
Could have had the world by the balls right now, you know what I mean? He could have been robbing and raping and never touch a soul, you know what I mean? That's what they do. Just to talk to them, they fuck you out of money.
Well, it takes a special kind of person to stand up for that, you know, for the right thing to do. And what he did was the right thing to do. Okay, obviously.
Right.
You don't see, you don't hear about that ever, very often.
No. And, you know, I mean, and he's got a group. He's got a religious kind of group thing he does, and they're kind of, what is he? Libertarian. Well, you guys heard him, Kevin Craig. I had him on the show. He was the state representative.
Remember that guy?
Yeah, that's the guy. That's what I'm talking about, right? Good guys, good people, man. But he's a libertarian. Yeah. You know, he's a libertarian. But for the right reasons, the right type of libertarian. You really want to ask what a libertarian really means. You know what I mean? You know, help people, take care of each other, that kind of guy, you know? But he's not crazy about the parties. I'm not either, really. I'm not really crazy about either party. It's the person that's in there that matters. That fuck party. What does the party mean? Doesn't matter. The party doesn't run the fucking show. But that seems to be the way it is. It does. They do run the show. But that's not the way it's supposed to be. We all know this. You know, it should be us, we the people.
Well,
we the people are supposed to be running this motherfucking show. We ain't running
it's just
shit
like,
being ran. We're being fucking ran. That's what the deal is. Yeah.
It's just like that's with Trump. Opinion. It doesn't matter if Trump was Santa Claus Trump or the Tooth Fairy Trump. As long as he did what he did, which he did, okay, 98% of what he said he did, then I don't give a damn who it is. But today, you know, them damn, you know, demo rats and liberals, you know, they want to take over the entire country. They're God,
right.
Remember? They want
right,
God.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
That's right, you know.
So, Rob and Suzette, what's taking the problem to get you out of California? What do we need to adjust? What type of adjustments do we need to make on this to make it happen? To, you know.
Opportunity of employment.
Okay, what kind of job would you like?
Well, I was looking in that area the other night.
Don't
she
be looking at my
before.
Shit, motherfucker. Don't be looking around my world. What
okay.
are you doing?
God damn right I was. I was trying to
You're
find
too
you.
Too good, peaceful, and blessed.
I was looking to see what's out there, the opportunities and stuff, and I was seeing what a painter goes through, or even an electrician.
Well, what do you know how to do?
I know how to do both.
So you know how to do electric and fucking paint.
Right.
Which one do you like the best?
Oh, more for doing electrical.
Okay. Well, how much money are you looking to get paid per hour?
Well, at least $30.
$30? Fuck, you're cheap. Okay. You're hired. No problem.
Okay.
Do you want to pay taxes or you don't want to pay taxes?
I want to pay taxes.
Do you?
Keep them
Why?
Out from my... Well, I don't
you
want
pay
to.
Pay cash,
I mean,
don't worry about it. You pay cash, don't worry about
it. Well, they don't have that kind of law, do they? I hear you can't work for more than $500 without for the customer to give you a bill of sale, like a receipt.
Rob,
wait, how do you
get, if they're paying you fucking cash, there is no fucking receipts, man. There's no.
Right, I understand that.
No. They don't know nothing about
but
it.
But here they're starting to catch on to that.
Well, they're in it to rape you for any nickel they can get a hold of. And now they're trying to control your income, how much you get in. That, dude, no. Okay, so you're supposed to live at California prices at $2,000 a fucking month. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. Exactly.
Rob, my brother.
Yes.
I love you like my own, but you cannot be this fucking retarded.
I,
really.
Thank you.
No, nothing against you. You know that, Rob. I love you to death, man. But you can get out of it. You come down here. You can go anywhere else but there and make that kind of money and make as much as you fucking want. You know, that don't make no sense. That's communism. That's fucking, what the fuck? You're only allowed to make so much money? What happened to live and prosper? What happened to that part?
Doesn't work in California.
We got to be a poor, broke motherfucker all of our life to satisfy you cocksuckers. You see what I mean? No,
yeah,
I don't think so.
Best.
What?
The government knows best what's good for us.
Wonder if your rent was $1,700 a month, and that's cheap. That's cheap in California, ain't it? So you got $300 to pay for what?
That would be cheap. Okay,
you only get these 50 gallons of water. You live in a fucking third world country. You can only make $500. You're going to use 50 gallons of fucking water. You know, really? Really?
I would
send Newsom an email. I'd have an airplane fly over the state capitol saying, Newsom, suck my dick. Fuck you. I'm out of here. So pay me, punk. You know what I'm saying? Fucking charge me fucking exit tax. Get the fuck out of town, man. That is not
real.
Mm-hmm. There's no way that can be
our
fucking real.
Go through,
you know?
Our email can only go through if we go through our district. And our district supervisor looks over that and then we'll let it be sent out. And our district supervisor's never in the area. They got down where you can't get a hold of any of our legislative officials. Suzette's tried. She's
in the land of down under. I don't know. I just don't know, man. I can't.
She even tried using a different zip code to see if she could get past one of them. They were on
I want to help you guys so bad to get the fuck out of there. Oh, my God. Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Jesus Christ. Do you fucking grow your own rice? Do you have rice patties? I mean, how you guys survive and eat? How do you do it?
We can't, Ron. We're not allowed to grow things unless we have it. Let's record it or have it reported. You know, what was that thing again? Yeah, register our garden. We have the garden. We have to let the city know that so they can register it if we want to grow any kind of vegetables.
Okay, if that's the case, let me ask you this question. I'm really concerned because I might move to California. How much do they charge you to jack off? What does the jack off cost there? What do they charge you?
whatever the kilowatts in the house is, plus the water usage, it depends on that.
So they're going to base my masturbation on the water and electric, is what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. I use a lot of electric. I use a lot of electric and quite a bit of water. I need long showers after that. Gets pretty sweaty.
Yeah, a bit.
Yeah. Speaking of masturbation, I had a friend of mine. He told me his wife ain't touched him in 30 fucking years, right? And he says he can't get up much anymore, you know, to take care of business. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a smart ass. You know me. I'm a smart ass. I need to be fucking locked away. And I said, man, Bob, listen. Do you blame your poor dick for not wanting to get up anymore? He goes, well, I don't know, man, fuck, because I'm getting older. I said, no. If you've been beat to death for 30 fucking years, wouldn't you just lay down too and give up? When he stopped choking, laughing, his knees and slobbered, spit and crying. After you hear me say that, it's so funny. He goes, you are fucking crazy. I said, well, think about it. I said, it's reality. I mean, you've been beating that poor fucking thing for 30 years. Wouldn't you think get tired of being beat on? How would you like to be beat up for 30 fucking years, motherfucker, straight, every day? Fuck. You know? I said, it probably looks like a fucking goddamn nightcrawler that's been in the sun on the sidewalk by now. Just lays there, blah, you know, begging for air and shit like that. So, you know, I mean, oh, God. Jesus Christ, got to register your fucking garden, too. Why? So they can charge you more money? For some fucking fucked up reason? Yeah.
Carbon footprint.
You got to give your fucking garden rabies shots, too? Fuck. Wow. You got to register if you have a garden.
Yep.
Well, England, they, if you own a television, they got a tax on that. Did you know that? In England? You got to have a television permit or some shit in England.
They have the TV?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Didn't know that?
No.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me find a clip on that. Yeah, it's fucking crazy. Let me see if I can find something. Yeah. Oh, you son of a bitch. Yeah. TV permit. Yep, good old England. TV license fee. Oh, check. They even got a bandit. Wow. This gets, okay, this one, I don't know nothing about it. But this is how the BBC license fee detector band works. They go around looking for you not being paying your shit. Oh, fuck, I muted it. My
technology
bad.
Of TV license detector vans.
Oh, sorry, I'll back it up again.
In today's video, we're going to explore the secret technology of TV license detector vans. Now, in case you're not aware, in the UK, if you want to watch broadcast TV, then you are required to have a TV license. This must be renewed annually, and if you end up watching TV illegally, you could face a fine of £1,000. Because of this, it is estimated that 93% of the people who need to pay the fee do. But I know what you're wondering. How on earth do you enforce this? Well, there's a company called TV License who work on the BBC's behalf, and it's their job.
Do you believe this shit? Do y'all catch this? Ain't it crazy? It's nuts. Here we go.
To collect the license fees. To do this, they have a three-step process. The first thing to do is send a letter to every address in the UK that does not have a TV license. These are usually slightly threatening in nature, telling you about fines and that you will soon be receiving a visit from an inspector. And that takes us on to step two. You see, if their letter does not encourage you to get a license, then they will send someone round to your house to check if you are watching television. Now, if you're not in the UK, this all might sound quite extreme, but this really does happen. Now, of course, you don't have to let them into your home, which takes us to step three and the point of this video, which is the detector van. You see, in their advertising, they have claimed to use vans that patrol the streets fitted with a secret technology that can detect if you're using a TV in your home. What is really interesting, though, is that many people believe this technology is completely made up and that it was created to encourage people to pay. What's more, there is evidence that this is the case, as the BBC have admitted that the public perception on the use and deployment of these vans is the greatest deterrent. Now, several sources I have contacted have also been able to verify this statement. Now, you might think that that is case closed and that I should move on, but the contradiction is that the BBC also insists that it does exist. And to prove it, they have even released some details about the technology itself. So, what have they said? Well, they claim that the vans use GPS to hone in on addresses that don't have a license, which is probably true. But when they do get to an address, they claim that the technology can determine within 20 seconds if there's a TV on in your home. It can also tell you which room of the house, and they can do this all from 60 meters away. However, this is all a bit vague, so I decided to do a bit more digging, and I found a more detailed description. You see, it turns out they use an optical detector that is able to determine fluctuating light signals which are reflected off walls where a TV is situated. Now, this all sounds very impressive, but aren't our eyes also detectors that can determine fluctuating signals and pick up light bounced off of walls? You see, the way they've worded it sounds like some advanced technology, when in fact, it's probably more like they're using some elaborate description for something rather basic. Remember, there are several sources citing that it is the perception of this technology that is the greatest deterrent, not the technology itself. See, they actively want people's imagination to run free, making it more elaborate all the time. To show what I'm on about, I've managed to obtain some footage of these fluctuating signals that are bounced off of the walls, and as you can see, it is subtle, but you can see how the light varies as the picture on this person's screen changes. All that a detector van has to do is compare the flickering light that is coming from someone's home with a TV that's in the detector's van. As soon as they get a signal that is in sync, they can be pretty sure that they are watching TV and know which channel. As you can see, their secret technology isn't really all that impressive. But as we found out above, it is the perception that is most important. But there is still one mystery. Why do they claim it works up to 60 meters? If they're using a line-of-sight method, that could work from quite some distance away, especially if they use...
Now, you see, TV license, ain't that's what England does for money. Ain't that crazy? To watch fucking television on the air, in thin air, you got to pay these motherfuckers money for that right. So is that free? I don't think England's a free country either, you know? Kind of like California,
well, you know,
they should charge that in California, too. There should be a TV license in California.
When England gave up their guns, they were no longer free. That's what they did. They willingly gave them up.
Yeah,
and you
they
see,
did.
Crime went through the fucking roof. Went through the fucking roof. There you go.
Yeah, you ain't got to worry about getting shot no more. Fuck yeah.
No.
Shit. Well, look at these no bail laws in California and shit. Was that Los Angeles and shit? They don't have no bail laws? Is that the same where you guys are at in California? Do you have the no bail law there where you live?
I believe so. I haven't been in trouble, but yeah, I think we do.
In LA.
In LA they do.
Ain't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
So if you get busted for watching TV, you can't go to jail in Los Angeles.
No.
But anyway, I'm going to play another clip here just to give you a little better idea of this TV license shit. I thought you guys might have knew about this.
Hi, me again. And I thought today we could take a look at what would happen if you were caught watching something you shouldn't be watching without a TV license. So you get a fine or a court, things like that. Now, in the year we're going to look at, over 200,000 people was summoned to court for non-payment of the TV license. Madness, isn't it? Let's take a look at this. So basically what we're doing here is a day in the life of Highbury Magistrates Court up in London, if you don't know where Highbury is. And on this particular day that we're looking at, there were 158 TV license related cases. Now, of those 158 cases, only about 20 people actually turned up to defend themselves in court. But that's good because it does let us see what happens if you do go to court for this offence. So it's the start of the day now in Highbury Magistrates Court, around about 10 a.m. And the first thing that happens is a clerk of the court will come out and hand around means testing forms. So it basically, they know they're going to get a fine. So you fill out a means testing form, and if you prove you've got a low income on your means testing form, you may be eligible for a reduced fine for your offence. Now, one of the interesting things about this day in particular was that one of the guys for the TV license offence,
no matter
actually
how
brought
poor
his TV are. With him to hand over to the court to say, that's it, I don't want it anymore. I think he was a bit fuming. And it's a shame it didn't work out like that for him, but that's just not how it works, I'm afraid, mate. Now, the first person we're going to follow today is a young woman. Now, this young lady, she is a single mother and she's on benefits. And it's her first ever time in court. So she tells the reporter how scared she is. Now, if you've ever been to court the first time, I think you can sympathise. It's quite a scary situation, isn't it? So she's led into the court and she's presented in front of two magistrates. And in there also is the clerk of the court and the person from the CPS who's putting the case against her. I just want to stop there just for 1 second, just to ask you that if you find this video helpful or informative in any way, please do share it with your friends and family. Use your social media, email it to them, tell them about it. And don't forget to hit the like button below, because that really helps YouTube recommend my videos to more people who will then get the information that they may be looking for. Right, let's get back to find out what happened to this woman in court. Between the 1st of December and the 31st of December, you used a colour television receiver with a licence at your address. Do you plead guilty or not guilty? Is the first question she's answered as she's presented in court. Guilty is what she pleads. And she looks like she's going to cry. And she tries to take the time to explain to the court that she is a single mother. She's on benefit. She's really struggling. And she doesn't see why she should have to pay the television licence fee. And for her offence, she is fined £35. With £50 in fees and a £20 victim surcharge, whatever one of those is. But that's a total of £106. And the court, because of her income being so low, allow her to repay it at £5 a week. And off she goes. Next person's coming in. So the next person is presented to the court, and it's a gentleman. And he's asked how he pleads to his offence. And he says, guilty and also not guilty. He's promptly told that he can't do that. The case continues and he also receives a total fine of £106. Next up is an unemployed man who's having a really bad time of it and he's now on sickness benefits. This guy seems like he is really, really struggling. He claims he's been hounded with endless phone calls and letters from TV licensing, and that's not helped his situation with being on sickness benefits at all. In the end, he got a total fine of £55 and was allowed to repay it at £2.50 a week. Next up in front of the magistrate is another woman, and she receives a total fine of £55. Now, you may be aware from all the letters and everything that they send out that the total fine you can be given for a TV license offence is £1,000, and it is very, very rarely given out. I preach it. All the other YouTubers that talk about the TV license, they all preach it. It's very, very rare for someone to be given the £1,000 fine. So if you're one of the people that I've encouraged to cancel their TV license, and now I've got you a bit worried because I'm talking about court cases, it's important to remember how the evidence came about to give them the fine or get them to magistrates court and all of that in the first place. There's only one place that evidence could come from, and that place is the TV license inspectors when they do a visit. And this is why we say to never speak.
I got to stop it there. I cannot see some motherfucker come to my house and see if I'm watching TV. You know, even though I don't watch TV, I don't. I'm on the internet. I don't, you know, I go to my computers for all my entertainment needs, you know.
Same here. Same here.
So I don't ever watch TV. I got TVs all over the fucking place around here. I mean, I got, what, fucking two big screens in the house next door. I got one here. You know, fuck, I don't need no more TVs. I got 32-inch TVs here and there, and just, you know, I don't need it. I just don't need it.
Crazy.
crazy for being so stupid. But yeah, TV license, fuck. But you, the BBC is a state ran. There ain't no independent stations in England. You know that, don't you? It's just the BBC. That's all you get. Don't they sell advertisement on that motherfucker too? You know,
probably.
You know, I got to pay you money for a TV license, and I got to listen to this motherfucking bitch on TV try to sell me some fish and chips, you know, and tell me about tea time. Tea time is the right time for our tea time, tea. So buy it at your local grocer, you know. And don't leave without stopping to get yourself a pack of fags.
Right.
The first time I was in London and heard that, I was, what do you mean? What did you say, man? Well, man, can I get a bag off you, mate? You know, can I get a bag off you? Well, I don't have any bags on me. I mean, you know, like, I said, look, we got a language barrier. What the fuck is a fag? Are you talking about a homosexual? Oh, no, mate, you know, a cigarette, like, you know, oh, a cigarette, yeah. Well, we call them fags over here. I said, well, I don't know if I want to be caught sucking on no fags. Fuck, man. Yeah, but that's what they call them, fags.
Oh, yeah, you can be attached on that.
What did you send me? California, Delaware News. Newsom signs bill to police, California doctors on COVID-19, missing information, no shit. What does this mean? Okay. Newsom signs bill, police, California, signs bill to police, California doctors on COVID-19, missing information. Well, what do you mean? Why would he police the doctors? They're the one that told the doctors to talk about it, ain't they? Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill that will subject doctors to disciplinary and possible suspension of their license for spreading misinformation about the COVID-19 pandemic to patients. Read more. Okay, doctors who spread coronavirus lies can be disciplined for unprofessional conduct, California, under new law signed by Friday by Gavin Newsom. The bill 8B2098 introduced the Democratic Assembly member Evan Lowe declares that a physician or a surgeon commits professional misconduct if they disestimate disinformation about the nature and risk of COVID-19. Is prevention and treatment and the development of the safe, effective vaccines. All they're trying to protect the pharmaceutical companies now, huh? Well, what's new? a doctor who commits such conduct could face discipline by the state medical board or osteopathic medicine board in service cases could potentially lose their license to practice in California. It's with the last remaining vaccine related bill of notes and more controversial measures didn't pass. Shit. Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. Whatever, you know, that just fucking kills me. What the fuck ever happened to common sense? Anybody have a clue? I'm really lost here now. What the fuck ever happened to common fucking sense?
That became overrated.
I guess so. You know, it's so real, it's just fucking, why have it? We got to live in fantasy land. We got to live in this fictional fucking world. We can't live in reality. Fuck that. Are you fucking crazy? Jesus Christ.
Well, they'll get all these doctors to leave the state. And then you got these highly skilled illegals coming over to take their spots.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that ought to work out real good. But they're losing 1,000 people a day. So as many motherfuckers that come in across the fucking border, the other real motherfuckers are walking out. pretty soon you're going to have a whole goddamn state of nothing but fucking migrants. And it's going to be none of those motherfuckers. Is the state going to be able to afford to feed all these motherfuckers when all your tax-paying people left you? You know?
Well, they bring their own food, too. They bring their own chickens, their own, you know.
Forever? Is it going to last them forever, though? But they ain't got to pay no taxes. I bet you they don't have to fucking get a goddamn fucking registered goddamn garden.
Well, you know.
I saw this truck pull up, and they had a King Cab, nice bitchin' Dodge truck, right? And I swear there was like eight of those Mohawkans in there. I was like, holy shit. How do you guys afford this bitchin' truck? Well, but then I think, well, they all put their money together, and they all, that's their carriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why not? You're saying,
if you go on YouTube and put in code 20, this is a reporter that goes around L.A., okay, and records all the shootings and the fires and the homeless people and all this shit called Code 20. Put it in YouTube. In fact, he was on, the show was on earlier today, 9 o'clock my time. But it's, he records it live as a film person there and goes around, you know, all these, you know, L.A. shootings and chases down the fucking highways and fucking places. Crazy. L.A., that is, you know. It's interesting. I wouldn't want to know part of that shit.
These guys decide to rob a bank, and they got chased by the cops. And as they're going through East L.A., they're throwing the money out the window of this, like, Suburban they're driving around. And the cops finally catch up to them, and they what they do is the crowd of people is all there. It's like those guys were in the car on their cell phones calling their buddies up and telling them they're going to come around the corner and we're going to throw money out there. They're doing that to try to get rid of it. But then they get stuck, and then the cops right there swarmed on them. You should have seen the people that came out of nowhere, just surrounded the cop cars and everything. And the cops, all they did is they grabbed them fuckers, threw them in the car, and tried to get on out of there because it was getting bad. And that just helps the case out right there. Probably those guys are walking the streets today. They couldn't perform an investigation. But these cops, anyways, no time dragging them out of the car and fucking throw them in their cars. And they hear these guys rob a bank, and then they throw the money out the window. But what's that all for? I mean, it's on cash, too. I mean, these people are, like, jumping in there and trying to grab the cash and everything, and they almost fight each other over it.
Wow, this is crazy. USDA wants you to sign the fuck up. Wow. Yeah, because they want to know what the fuck you're doing. They're nosy as a motherfucker. Whatever happened to the fucking word called privacy? Is that something that don't exist anymore either? I think not. I don't think it does exist anymore. You know, what do they call that shit? The new gay thing with the new genders? Pronouns? Here's your pronouns.
Right.
Here's my pronoun. Leave me the fuck alone. Right. Yeah, leave me the fuck alone. You know, it's like I posted something I found on YouTube, on fucking Facebook, and it says the government has to worry about the ones that don't know when they wake up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Do you guys got birds?
No,
somebody got birds.
She's got asthma.
What?
The dog's got
asthma. Your dog does?
Yeah, and ticks. He's got a tick
and
problem
ticks.
Right now. Yeah.
Okay.
You know anything about ticks?
Yeah, I know a lot about ticks. Why?
What's the easiest way to get them out? off of them.
Well, I use Frontline and tweezers is better to pick them off, but I used to pick on my fingers too. I fucking picked all kinds of ways. You know, I'm a hillbilly, but
fuckers are hard.
Usually, I get front line or something like that, and it won't have that problem anymore.
Yeah, yeah, it's what we just got. Yeah, first year having like this. I mean, one of my dogs has them on his tail, like four of them, and it's like, what? Well, we never had a tick problem.
Pluck them off, man. You don't want to leave them on there.
Yeah, we don't. We they're harder than fuck to get off.
Yeah. Are they small?
Pretty small, aren't
they? Ticks?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Now they're done. Like
yeah,
a deer tick?
Ones.
Or a dog tick? There's different.
Right. There's
black deer. A
brown deer tick.
Okay, well, they're common here in Missouri.
Yeah, right, but here, it's like, I don't get why you never had a problem with ticks at all.
And all of a sudden you got them?
Yeah.
It's climate change. Blame the climate. Climate change is my excuse.
I hear.
I wish they would go away and go to California. Well, all them fuckers coming in the country, you never know what they're dragging with them from other countries. They could have insects in their luggage and their bags and shit, and they're bringing them over. You know what I mean? You never know.
Brown recluse spiders. Brown recluse spiders. We have them now.
Yeah. Really? Well.
Yeah. But we're thinking it come through the lawnmower from other yards.
I don't know. I spray my property every year, and I put fucking pellets out. I don't fuck around.
Well,
I don't care. I used to have guineas, and that took care of the problem. I've got one guinea left, one retarded dog, which I'm surprised he ain't dead yet. Surprised this dog is not dead. He won't stop chasing cars. And when I come up the hill to get to home, he runs out in the road. But turning my driveway, I got to cross the lane of traffic. You know what I mean? And he jumps out to get support my truck and fucking...
You know, I had a dog. My first dog was a weenie dog, you know, a dachshund.
Right.
And it's
right.
Back probably 1970, 71, I guess, somewhere in there. And my dad would come home at a certain time every fucking day, driving that old yellow truck, that three-quarter truck that we had, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that
mm-hmm.
dog would go up there, a 200-foot driveway, and she would sit up there by the ditch. At a certain time, you could set your watch with it, okay? And she would wait, and she would look north until she sees that big fucking truck come over that hill right there, and she just goes ape shit and chases the truck down the driveway and all kinds of shit. Every day, that dog did. I mean, that was wow. They're smart. You know, they're smart, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. I used to have an old dog. He used to wait for me at mine in my driveway. And when I'd pull in, he'd sit there, and I'd stop and pick him, let him get in the truck, you know, and take him on the house. But he waited every day. I went to work every day. But he was a retarded fucking dog, too. He finally got hit, too. Since I've lived here all my day, I've lived here 23 years now. I think I've lost maybe 6 dogs out here on the highway. You know, and you'd wonder, why would they want to go out by the highway when you got all this fucking yard, you know? Because to hit the driveway, you got to go about 200 feet from my house to get to the actual highway. So that's a little bit of a jog. I mean, you can see the highway from the house. I mean, until all the bushes keep growing and getting bigger, and that's what I like. I put forsythias out there in front of the property to be my privacy fence. Because people are gawkers. I'm going to tell you, people love to look. They're so fucking nosy. You know? Every time we move something, I hear people just look. And they stop and ask, what is that? And, you know? Does that wind turbine work? Yeah, it's bending, ain't it? It should be working. So, you know. One of them things, man. People are funny. So, you know, that's just how it works. But, you know, we got so many new people live here now. You know, it's crazy. I'm trying to get my son to move his ass out here. Well, now he's got a broken neck, so he might not have a fucking choice. He might have to move out here. Just enough to drive his old lady crazy. I'm going to drive her nuts. That's my mission. Drive my daughter-in-law out of her fucking mind. Yeah.
I didn't hear what really his injury was. I heard the head. It broke his... Oh, my God.
Yeah, broke his neck. Well, fractured his neck, I guess you could say. Same thing, cracked it. That's broke to me. When it's cracked, it's broke. But, you know. Yeah, he's pretty fucked up. He's got a neck brace on, all kinds of shit. He's all fucked up. About 12 stitches in his head. And, yeah, ripped open his head pretty good. And
does he have the metal fucking hard head?
No, he was cutting into a dead tree. These trees got cut from the arm saw. It's a big arm saw thing. It trims all the branches off and all that shit. So it's just straight tree stand up. So they'll cut it, drop it, you know, drop the tree. Well, this fucker twisted and landed into another old dead tree, and the other old dead tree kicked back and got him. Threw a limb off and got him in the head. Yeah.
God.
Yeah, goddamn right. Fuck. And, you know. But my daughter-in-law says, well, you know, I need to contact OSHA. We need to get hold of an attorney. You know, Gary starts suing these motherfuckers. I'll just go ahead and close these motherfuckers down, run their life. What are we going to do for an income? How are we going to live this bad? Shut the fuck up. So I told her, shut the fuck up. He could be permanently damaged here, man, you know. Don't think you're going to be finding fucking dandy, you know. So, you know. And later on down the line, well, fuck, I should listen to what Dad said. Because he's only going to get 60% of his fucking income in workman's comp, and that ain't going to last long. Workman's comp never lasts long. You know what I mean?
Right,
so he gets to go back to work
and
do light duty. Go do light fucking duty, okay? Then you cause that fucker to break and go into your fucking spinal cord and cripple you for the rest of your fucking life. Doing light duty.
What is light duty? Picking up leaves?
Sitting on your ass,
tree?
Moving paper.
Oh.
But if that'd be the case, he can't, you know. I'm just whatever, man. I'm just, you know it all. Don't come to me when your shit goes bad. Don't even come to me. You know. But it's gonna change. I hear it coming out, Dad. We need money. You know, Dad. We need money. Well, like I said, let me sue the company. I take 50% now. But if you would have went through what I told you the first time, it would have been free. You're my dad, Bucktail. Yeah, that's right. But I told you one at the second time we're no longer dad and son. We're now customer and client. And that's how that works, you know. So, yeah. I don't tell you more than once. That's it. One fucking time only. One time it's free. Second time it costs you. Third time I take it all. So I don't care. I'm getting to that point anymore. I'm becoming an old fucking bastard. You know what I mean? I guess after I'm 57 years old now, fuck. I thought I was more of still a cool dude and fucking hip and shit. But fuck, no, man. I'm wanting money for some reason. You know, I done threatened to lay off my fucking assistant. I told you, your fucking days are over. You know, I told him that tonight. I said, your days are fucking over, man. I'm done fucking with you. I can't pay you no more. I ain't got no more money. I'm broke, man. It's over. Man, we can make money. We can just, no, can't do it. No, fuck, no. I got $300-something worth of bills. Take. Well, you're fucked. You're just fucked, bud. Times have became hard, you know. But then he brought up, he said, well, you just sold that fucking rotator. And I said, but I'm taking payments on it, man, which ain't true, you know. I take fucking payments. You got to
right.
Mind. No, that was a cash deal. I came home with a lot of money with me. Oh, fuck, use the right mouse, Ron. Use the right mouse. It'll work out great. You'll see. It will. Look there. Fuck, it worked. But, yeah, that truck. All the tow trucks are gone. No more towing. But I did buy a new flat blade trailer. I did do that. So I didn't see a new picture, did I, Rob? Of that new trailer.
What are you out of it? Tow business now?
Yeah, I'm out of it.
Well.
Here's a picture of my son today at home at his house. Y'all want to see him? You're over
sure.
There. There's some pictures of my son. Here's a baby crossbow. And here are pictures of the trailer. There you go. This trailer's a 22-foot long, motherfucker. Hold on, Gunn. I'll send those pictures to you in a second. Right now, I'm sending a whole bunch of them. It takes a little while to send them to California. I got to go through California Customs.
Yeah.
Get pictures through the air. See if they're, you know.
Might get that.
Did you guys get them?
Did you send them by phone? And yeah.
No, Robin, Suzette. Suzette and Robin.
Oh. Did you get money? She's checking. Yes, she got him.
All right. All right, sent a picture of the trailer then again.
I saw that in this your son there, boy. Yeah. That's one long trailer.
Yeah, ain't it? Yeah, my son's pretty fucked up. He don't look too happy, does he?
Yeah. No, he doesn't look too happy. Oh my God.
When did that accident happen? How long ago?
2 days ago.
Oh, wow. And he's home already. Jeez.
Yeah, not yet. There ain't much they can do for a broken neck.
Well, make sure that his ass is still, because if they send him home, it won't be. He can hurt himself even more.
Don't leave popping no balloons around him.
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry to hear that. We had that's terrible.
Yeah.
That's a game
and here's
changer
a
in life.
Picture of my, here's a picture of my studio. My mess. You see where all this shit comes from?
Yeah, is that a picture of George?
Yes, it is. Yeah, picture of George. Where do you see that?
My God.
On the wall?
That's one hell of a monitor you got there, I'll tell you that.
A monitor?
Yeah.
Yeah. You like that? Which one? The little one, the little laptop, or the big monitor?
The big one, man.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. Well, how big is that thing?
32 inch.
No shit. Wow.
Mhm. It's just a regular television. That's all it is.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that. I was just looking at that. Damn.
Yeah. Fuck, there were $100 fucking TVs at Walmart. Yeah, you can fucking use them to plug into your fucking computer. Cheaper than buying a fucking 19 inch monitor. You know, shit.
Yeah, true. Oh, yeah, I know that. But I picked mine up. I just bought one, a 27-inch, and it's, mm-hmm. or 23-inch, and I paid $10 for it off of OfferUp.
Off of what?
OfferUp.
OfferUp?
You ever heard of that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you ever heard of that?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like a Craigslist, but they don't go too detailed with other things in there. But
yeah.
OfferUp, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, it's a really good site. I mean, I enjoy it. I bought a lot of things from there. I bought my car from it.
Really?
I'll
have to write that down. OfferUp.
Yeah. OfferUp.
we got some good deals. You know, people are selling things. I mean, just like you say, it's like Craigslist in a way, or those other kind of sites that do that. And people put their stuff up for sale, and there you go.
Oh, shit. Like, is it everywhere?
Yeah.
You know, nationwide, yes, or you know, certain areas like Craigslist.
Well, you can get that detailed if you want. You know, I only want things in this certain mile range or wherever. And, you know, whoever's selling things that you want to look up, they got it.
Really? Offer up, buy, sell, locally offer. Barry Bill said it. I never knew nothing about this one. Here's a Brittany Stone.
Oh, yeah.
A 1.6 gallon sprayer for a fucking $125. Yeah. Pepe. Pig
offer up. We got it here,
this guy
too.
This guy was selling free dirt, $50 to pick up.
They're buying it plus free shipping. What?
We have a friend of mine. He sells a lot of baseball cards through there and buys a lot of baseball cards. But he
no shit.
Uses it a lot.
Phillips never opened camp. What is this television set? Light screen. $200. God damn it. Getting everything out of Wichita, Kansas. Why do I want Wichita, Kansas? Nothing there I want. Scooby-Doo coloring book, $5 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Fuck!
Score.
How do you...
Yeah, there should be a corner there where you type in the range of miles you want to stop for to travel.
Can we put my zip code in to see what I see? Distance 30 miles. No, I don't want a maximum 30. Oh, yeah, I had to go maximum bucket. See listings. Okay. A bristle dartboard with darts, $20 in Nixon, Missouri. What? Here's a 97 Cobra Mustang for $10,000. I'll be damned. A lot of video games on here. Lots of video games. God damn.
Yeah.
Ham's beer decanter for $60. Yeah. A lot of weird, some used Birkenstock shoes, used ones, $55. Shit. Yeah, fucking.
Yeah,
what does Birkenstock
shoes
go for? Huh?
It depends. It can go for almost like $80.
I don't use shoes. Fuck those things.
Broken shoes? He had.
Tommy Hilfiger slides, $50. Xbox 360, $285. A few more. I don't see nothing too fucking exciting here. Fishing lures. Don't give a fuck about them either. 2006 Nissan Frontier. 7,900, 129,000 on it. Dodge Charger, 2006, $6,000. Sturdy table and chair, $40. Damn, let it out.
Yeah, why not? Shit.
I'm saying. Dodge Caravan rim, $16 to $100. Matter of fact, we just pulled a set of tires off a car. We scrapped a car out this week, you know, because the scrap price is up fucking insane. It's $210 a ton for steel right now, okay? So I had this fucking car that came in. What was that fucking thing? A fucking Ford Taurus, okay? It was a 98 Ford Taurus, or 2001 Ford Taurus. We flipped it up on its side, cut the cats off it. The cats brought $107 a piece just for the catalytic converters off that fucker. So it was $214 for the catalytic converters. And you wouldn't believe how many fuckers take cars in there with the catalytic converter still on them. I'm like, wow, how fucking stupid could you be? But anyway.
Yeah, killing those big time right now.
Yeah, they're worth some money. So anyway, the car was a ton and a half. So by the time we walked out of the ton and a half, so it was $300 a car, $200 for the catalytic converters, plus some a little extra, came up to $547 what we walked out of that fucking shredder with, you know. Yeah, that's kind of nice for a little thin, cheap, light car, you know. Never see that for them fuckers ever. Never. But $547 for that fucking car. Plus, we took the wheels and tires off it. The wheels are fucking aluminum, and the fucking tires are still decent, you know. 15-inch tires at that. But you just don't find 15s no fucking more. I don't care what size 15s you have, you can sell them. I don't give a fuck. And we sell the fuck out of those things.
That's what my car takes.
15s?
Yeah. Yep.
They're hard to find used, man. They're hard to find.
Yeah, they are.
Yep. But not here. I got plenty of them. Any size you need. Everything down from a 205 on up to a 235 or 3110 5015. I got them. We stock them. Used car prices can't be beat. Yeah, I think I got over 300 different tires.
Damn. You know,
300 different used fucking 15-inch tires.
No retreads, right?
What's that?
No retreads, right?
No, they don't retread car tires anymore, man. They've done that since the 60s. And they were biased tires. They were biased tires back then.
They retread them big fucking truck tires because I see them on the fucking highway all the time.
Yeah, big truck. Yes, they do big truck tires. But they don't on car tires, man. They do not retread a car tire at all.
I didn't know that. Wow.
No, they do not. They used to, but that's before radial tires came out. When you can't retread a radial, you can't do it. Just can't fucking do it, man. So it ain't gonna happen. Well, fuck, here's a Rothenberg violin for fucking $100 bill. What the fuck? Well, the Ren Valley 15. Fuck. With the fucking tuner. Extra box of rosin. Huh. I'll be damned. But is it electric? Don't give much suggestion. $100, I make an offer. I'm looking for a new violin. I am. Sam, I am. God damn it. But I got to have electric. I can't do the box thing. Because when I get down, I like to get down. Get down on it. Matter of fact, I got a gig coming up here shortly. I got a DJ, a party, a grand opening party of a new auction house.
You can get down on a violin?
I can jam on a violin, man. I got a bow for my acoustic guitar. You believe that shit? You never heard? You didn't know about those?
It's
a little bitty bow for your guitar.
No kidding.
I'll
play. It's going from inside. I did.
I got to get out of this fucking site here. Goddamn, make me spend money. Okay. I don't know if I can put it because Blog Talk Radio just kicked me off that shit. Yeah, they call it Picasso. Picasso guitar bow.
Okay.
Yep. Let me copy.
What is it?
Uh-oh, did I just fuck up and lose my pick? Uh-oh, I did. I fucked up. I fucked up bad. I just lost fucking my show.
On BTR?
Yeah. I went off the page.
Oh,
fuck.
That does it.
Fuck. Well, I guess I ain't going to send that to you. I can't go back.
You went out of Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we've been off for about an hour.
Right, right.
The phone
right.
line's still going. Yeah, I went off the page. The page done closed. Anyway, it's called a Picasso guitar bow for an acoustic guitar. They're about five
okay.
inches long, and that's it. Just type that in, and you'll find it. That's what I bought. They're $100, one of those.
Is that what Jimmy Page uses?
Jimmy Page? Do I know who he is?
I know he plays for a band.
Yeah, Jimmy Page. Yeah, The Who, I think. What's Who? Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Ron. Look at the core and see if he can play as good as this girl does with a violin. And she's like 17 years old.
Oh, yeah, she's Chinese?
No, she's not Chinese. She's Russian, Ukraine.
Ooh, that's my kind.
Oh, yeah, she's hot. Her mother's hot. Oh, my God.
Oh, I got a buddy, my guitar player. He's married to his wife's Russian. Oh, my gunslinger, your tongue would go hard and drop to the floor. I promise
probably
his wife is gorgeous.
Shit.
We
look
played
at this one, and talented.
Yeah, I know, but we played this gig one time, on this New Year's gig. He walked in with his wife and her two fucking sisters.
Oh, shit.
You know? Oh, my God, what a night that was. That was a hell of a night. Okay, let's check this chick out. Yeah, they were beyond beautiful, you know.
I mean, beyond, fuck me, God damn.
Yeah.
And she started playing like when she was 6 years old, for God's sakes.
She's cute.
Oh,
still
yeah.
too young, but she's cute.
Oh, she's young, yeah. But God damn, she can play that son of a bitch.
Want to play Stand By Me?
Yeah, Stand By Me. Carolina, whatever her name is, Carolina.
Yeah, called Tensko or something.
Pretensko, yeah, that's a Ukrainian. I could be daddy. I could be damn short. Mike and trying to call.
Mike.
Yeah, Louisiana.
Well, nothing I can do now. I'm all bored. Her ponytail got hung up in her bow.
Yeah, isn't that terrible? Oof.
That's what kills me, Russian women with dark complexions, you know?
Well, she ain't got no dark complexion. She's whiter than a goddamn
water. No, but these women
on
the sidewalk walking up and down. Notice all the people are dark-haired, you know.
California. I think it's just California.
Is she in California?
Yeah. They say she's worth about $2.8 million. 17 years old. Yeah.
She's good, no doubt about it.
Oh, she's good. Yeah. Damn.
Prodigy. That's what she is.
I've always wondered how that thing doesn't burn through them fucking strings.
Do what?
I've always wondered how that, what she's playing with and running the thing over the string. How come it doesn't cut through the fucking string? Is it another string going over
in the
string?
Bow?
Yeah.
Well, the bow's made of horsehair. And then
horsehair.
You put rosin on it, which is like a wax.
Yeah.
But it gives it a rough surface to make that friction to the strings.
Oh, shit.
But you'll eat to them hairs. It'll happen. There ain't no doubt about it. You'll eat to them fucking hairs. You know what I mean?
It's made out of horse hair.
You yes,
serious?
Made out of horse hair. Yes. Mm-hmm. Tail hair part. Yeah. Yeah. It's strong shit. It's real strong, man.
I guess it'd have to be to go across them strings like that. Damn.
Yeah, but it's not hard. Well, the bow ain't hard. It's hair.